Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The Broadway. Shaker. with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Cut. annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Von Allure. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realist. $150. Bush Queen and Drag Realist. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realist. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
T2C, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway, $500, open to all realness, $500, open to all best dress, $1,000, open to all face, car, you understand it, and 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Sirens. Get ready. T2T, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Femme Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
We just can't miss
with a beat like this.
It's the joint.
Wake up in the morning with the morning show. You know they got the flow. I'm here to let you know.
And that's how cool that may be, but where you calling from? Shonda 115.
I'm calling out of Brownsville, and I'm here to shout it. It's Shonda on the phone, and you know I'm about it.
Brownsville's in the house. Yeah, Brownsville's in the house. Body.
One station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom and definitely get all ballroom gossip, honey. We are here, we're live on the air, and we're going to do the damn thing here tonight. So tonight we're going to have a little topic, honey. You know, we're going to switch back and forth with our topics, but tonight we're going to talk about the stupid things that girls do in ballroom. That's what we're going to talk about here tonight. All the stupid shit, all the stupid decisions that girls make in ballroom. That's going to be our topic for tonight. So if you're on the phone lines and you'd like to talk about the topic that we're having here tonight, you could definitely pick up the phone and you could definitely press 1. And it's also / What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? What's on your chest? What's on your breast? Let's get it out there. We're definitely going to have some fun here tonight. It's definitely a lot of topics that girls will want to talk about. So if you're out there on the phone line and you got a topic or a suggestion, you can put it in the chat room. You can put it in on Facebook to me, and we will definitely talk about that topic and all that madness that's going to come with that topic. But we're going to talk about videos that the girls have been making that's been getting out on Facebook and everything, honey. It's just a mess. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what to say. I got up early today because I had a lot of things I had to do and running around and things. So I came home after my long day at work, and I got up a little while ago and took me a shower, and I was just on Facebook, and I was just looking at different things and videos that the girls have been posting and everything. And it's like, it's really ridiculous. Like, what the fuck is on the girls' motherfucking minds with the bullshit they do? This video, I'm gonna post this video in the chat room, and maybe this video, you know, will definitely, you know, start a topic up about how stupid girls can be in fucking ballroom. So if you're in the chat room, I'm gonna post the video up. Y'all can see the link in the video in the chat room. It's gonna come up. Y'all can see the video, and then we can discuss how stupid queens can be in the ballroom in 2012. How fucking stupid girls can be, because it's ridiculous how dumb the girls are. So after y'all see the video, if y'all on the phone lines and y'all want to call in and y'all want to talk about the video, baby, we can definitely talk about it, because it's a mess, honey. What the fuck is up with the girls posting videos up about the making motherfucking checks, Miss Thing, payroll checks at that, Miss Thing, showing the girls the paper, the ink, the scanner, and all types of motherfucking things? What the fuck is wrong with that? It is 2011. So, to that girl, I'm not going to mention her name. Excuse me, it's 2012. But to that girl, the feds will be knocking on your door soon. because you're dumb. You put the video up. Fine, as long as you put the video up, the girls took their phones the way you took your phone and you made the video. The girls took their phone and they copied the video. So now that video is definitely going to fall in somebody's hands and your motherfucking ass is going to have a rude awakening when somebody comes and knocks on your motherfucking door. Dumb bitch. That's what it is. She's a dumb bitch. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is the legendary Revlon Couture.
Who? Hello? The girls and they nonsense, honey. I don't know, honey. So that's what we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about What the Fuck Tuesday. It's, you know, it's all types of topics that we could definitely talk about to definitely get the night going smooth. You know, y'all girls don't want to talk, baby. You know, I don't have a problem going to bed, honey. I have to be up at 8 o'clock in the morning, honey. So I have a job. I have things I have to do. So y'all girls can sit here and y'all can play around, honey, and we can be out. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Well, I want to know why the girls are still doing sex in 2012.
I can't hear you, baby. You got to speak up.
I want to know why the girls are still doing checks in 2012.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how the girls are still out there making checks and doing all of this stupid shit.
And I want to know why you, Kelly, are sad and you drive a red, a blue Ford Focus. You can't be sad with that.
Baby, as long as I get from point A to point B, it doesn't matter. It rides. That's all that matters. But I thank you for calling in. The next caller I have is the legendary icon, pioneer, founder of the House of Chanel International, Chanel International. You're live on the airwaves with me.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
I just have a topic. I want to know what the fuck is up with these girls house hopping. I think they should give out legendary status for who's the most legendary for house hopping. Can we get a poll?
If they were to give out legendary and icon status for house hopping, then I guess Co-Father would definitely win for that. I think they would definitely vote him icon tonight.
Yes. Because I don't understand. Because you and I also know that no matter what house you go to, it's always going to be drama. You know?
That's what the girls feel and realize. The girls don't understand. The girls think that because they're in one house and they go to another house, that it's going to be something different. Every house has problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Girls feel and realize. Just because it looks good when the girls step out in the ballroom, it don't mean that it ain't bad.
And the sad part about it is that you're going to a house where there's probably more people that don't want you there than the people who ask you to come. Because
I don't know, honey. It's a mess. But we gotta talk about that. Who has the most houses behind their name? I'll bring up another topic that we can talk about. We can talk about the stupid videos that the girls put it on, and we can talk about who has the most house names behind their name. If you can name those girls, baby, feel free to definitely press one, and we can definitely talk about that also, because there's a lot of girls that definitely do have a lot of names attached to them. Okay, so we're going to, oh, hold on, we got a lot of callers. Okay. 8-3-2-6-5, you're live on the air.
Hello.
832-665, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm just now.
Hello?
I'm trying to see, what category are you legendary in?
Excuse me?
Wait, how did you become legendary? That's what I was asking.
I don't need to give you my statuses. My statuses speak for themselves. I'm legendary for two categories, but I don't need to give that to you. You need to do your history.
How did you become legendary in what category?
Do your history, baby. Go get you some VHS tapes.
What category did you walk to become legendary? That's what I'm trying to find out.
And I'm telling you, go get your VHS tapes and not DVDs. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know what the fuck is up with Kelly, motherfucking Jasmine Couture, and Andre. What's this tea, bitch? Let's get down to it. It's clearly some tea. I want to know. Bitch, honey, I got my cup ready.
There is no tea.
Girl, bitch, you want to be messy with everything else, bitch? Let's talk about this tea, honey, while you've been
fucking
it. Let's get it, honey. Yeah, Jasmine want to carry on this radio, honey. Let's talk about y'all tea.
Well, baby, what you want to talk about, baby?
Bitch,
go ahead. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
What the format is yours, honey. Kelly, nobody's going to hang up on you. Nobody's going to read you.
You can talk about whatever
honey,
you want to talk
this,
about.
No, honey. This is the legendary Temperance, honey.
To answer your question, Temperance is a legendary half-hour.
Okay, thank you. The next caller is private caller. You're live on the air.
Well, to your question about all the girls and different house last names, what's up with Miss Janice? How come she's skipping house to house? She's not cute. I don't really see her legend status.
Oh. Okay, is that all you got to say?
No, that you asked the question about how come these girls with different houses. I want to know what's the tea with that.
I don't know. Maybe Janice can call in and she can answer the question for you. I can't answer any questions about why these girls jump from houses to houses. I really can't.
The other question was, when she did this interview with Gotti, and this is her own place, how come she did three clips of like 15 minutes and it was all outside and it was cold? What was that?
I don't know. You got to ask Janice. Janice listens to the show. Maybe Janice will press one and she'll call in, or one of her girlfriends will hit her up and let her know somebody's talking about her. You want me to place you back on hold until she calls in?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to place you on hold, and I'm going to have a switchboard pin hold next to your name. And when Janice comes on, we'll bring you back on, and you can ask her yourself.
Lovely.
Okay. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Deja, she has a lot of houses behind her. I believe she was initially a Blahnik, an Ivisu, Mother Ivisu. She was La Perla, Ebony. Was she also that house that we cannot talk about?
Yeah.
So she's one of the girls that has a lot of names.
And she also
her.
Was a latex. She started as a latex.
Okay. And I believe she was also
I have to correct you on that. No, she started as a Chanel.
Oh, yeah, Chanel. Then she went to latex. Then she was a Mizrahi. Oh, that house we can't mention. Sorry. Then she was all those other houses. Yeah, she got a lot of names attached to her.
Why do people still, her vote is, it's over for her, but it seems like the underlying tone here is that, the pioneers and of, are you kind of frowned upon that within the ballroom community. So when you're at panel, does that weigh, I know you're very fair and you claim to be very fair, but does that weigh heavily? Or does that do you take that into account if this was your child last week and she's, someone else's child this week and came to the ball and turned it for you?
No, at the time that you're judging, you have to be impartial and judge them on their performance and not on their choices that they've made in their lives.
Do you think that house hopping, do you think most judges are as impartial as you are? Do you think it does weigh within the judging?
I can't really speak for other judges, but I could actually think that if you were in a house and you left on bad terms and that person from that house happens to be on the panel, then it could sway their vote towards you.
Okay, so thank you very much. Have a good night, y'all.
You too.
Thank you.
The next caller we have is 313-585. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, RR. This is Rico from Detroit. My thing is, what the fuck is up with everybody in these private calls? Don't call in here with this old fake, phony, under-the-cover shit. Be real about your shit. If you got something to say, man up and own your shit. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I think Feminine Destruction is an icon, house hopper. If you can get icon status of house hopper, she can get it. And ain't nobody going to whoop my ass. I don't call in private.
I know, that's right.
I heard that.
A lot of callers can't call in and just say how they feel. They think that they're going to be shaded or chopped or all types of things. So that's why they call in with fake voices and private numbers, because they don't have the balls to, you know, own their motherfucking comments or their response. But I want to thank you for calling in, Rico. If you got anything else to say, just feel free to press 1 at any time.
I will.
Okay. The next caller is 570-801. You're live on the air.
I definitely want to agree with the last caller, because the only thing Feminine Destruction is ever going to be iconic for is house hopping. She's been through more houses than a cracked out hooker. And it's no shade, but I love y'all. Have a good night.
Thank you, caller. Y'all call us Aki King, honey. The next caller is 702-272. You're live on the air.
Yes, honey. I laid out that Shanice is about to come on this phone, girl, and I think that she's just coming for her, girl. She's legendary.
Baby, we ain't hear nothing you said, baby. Try to call her. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
What's going on? This is the legendary.
Hello?
There's somebody playing.
Okay, you're going. We have another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Private caller?
I'm filling my time.
Okay, so what about your kind? Y'all girls are so late, Miss Thing. I'm gagging how late the girls are. The girls are really late. They have nothing else better to do but sit in these motherfucking approval hotel rooms and call into the radio show and act like assholes.
Who said approval?
Yes. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that Missy Londa has a dear share of houses, and the icon house hopper would have to be Milan Kofal Dubljanic.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling
in. Ding, 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 ding.
That's
ding,
the
ding,
icon status he wants, house hopper.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe Milan will call in here and address y'all, but I don't think so. But maybe he will. You never know. So if you're out there right now, it's, they said Milan, they said Deja, they said Yolanda, some girls in the chat room said Temperance. If you girls in the chat room got any names, put the names in the chat room. I'll read the names out across the air. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them to call in their favorite house hoppers.
She
did. Alexis, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on, darling?
Nothing. I'm doing okay. I didn't press one. I don't. You tried that tonight.
I tried what?
I didn't press one. Thank you for bringing me on, though. I'm just putting me back on hold.
Baby, but who is? You don't have a house hopper. You mother got something to say. I know you know some house hoppers.
Kelly, put me back on hold, okay?
Why? I want to know who you think is the number one ballroom house hopper.
Kelly, put me back on hold.
Mm-hmm. Alexis is brewing something over there.
Put me back on hold. I got somebody on the red phone.
Oh, well, you get that tea off that red phone and you call us back. But, girls, if you're here, that's definitely our topic. We're definitely going to talk about the house hoppers. We're talking about that video. It's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. And, you know, call in. Feel free, honey. The lines are open, honey.
You know what my comment is, too, on that video thing? I think that the person who put that video up, they may already be in some type of custody, and what they're trying to do is called entrapment and get some of the girls caught up, and some of the girls who may try to do it, it's just going to get them locked a little sooner.
Well, baby, I don't know, honey. Hold on, we got a private caller. I'm going to take this private caller, and then after this private caller, we're going to take a commercial break from the legendary Mother Divine. We're tempted to touch after this private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm trying, okay, this is supposed to be What the Fuck Night, and I'm trying to feel like, what's going on with Nicole Khan or whatever? She has one silicone titty and one mom titty, like, what the fuck?
Why y'all want to sit here and y'all want to read Nicole? She's not here.
Where's she at? I mean, what's going on with you, girl? How you feel about this zipping that strangle you did the other day? Like, it's a bois.
Excuse me? Damn. Hold on. We're going to take our commercial break with our words from our sponsors, and we're going to be back with the next private caller.
D2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all face. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Virus. Get ready. D2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break from our sponsors, honey. And we're definitely here. And we're getting this shit started. I have a caller. Let me see who this caller is. The next caller is 704.
Oh, man, I didn't.
Live on the air.
Move!
704-713, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. You're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
What's going on?
I just want to know, when you took your first hormone?
The same time your father took his?
He pressed.
So you ready?
You say what?
I said, are you ready?
I'm ready for what?
I see, it seems like you want to liven up the show, so are you ready?
No. I mean, are you ready, bitch?
I'm asking you, well, go, baby. Give me your best read, and I'll read your motherfucking ugly monkey ass.
And baby, all you need to do is turn around and stare in the mirror. That's
no, all
itself.
I need to do is turn around and look at your
That's
face, you
itself,
ugly fucking
you know.
Gremlin. Is the Gremlins musical coming out on Broadway,
if the
bitch?
Gremlins were real, you'll be the queen, bitch.
No, your father would be, bitch.
7 foot fat, ugly.
See, I'm not 7 foot, I'm 5'11".
Bitch, 7 foot, tranny.
5'11".
Yeah, 7 foot, tranny.
5'11", baby, 5'11". Anything else you got to say?
5'11", I'm 5 pounds, bitch.
Put your heels back on, putting potholes in my lawn.
5'11", I'm 300 or whatever pounds, and I'm willing to your fucking mother.
5'3", 6
you orangutan-looking bitch. Now, the next caller is 973. 732, you're live on the air. 973-732, you're live on the air. I guess not, honey. So now, if you girls want to call in here, y'all want to talk about our topic, dumb bitches and bitches that have a lot of names established to their house, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1. And if you want to call in here and you want to fill it on my time, we can definitely have a nasty reading session, honey, and we can definitely do verbal read here on the radio show, our old category that I used to have back in the day. We can definitely bring that category back to life here tonight on the radio show if y'all think y'all ready.
That's
because I will read
category.
I will erase you, and then I will read you again. How you doing? is What the Fuck Tuesdays, is What the Fuck Is On Your Mind. We have another caller, 410-500, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on, my dear?
What the hell is the problem with all these kids calling and playing tonight? What the fuck is up with that?
Because they don't have a life.
They don't have a life,
and I guess their back page ad is not pumping, and they just sitting up in those motherfucking rooms that they did on approvals, Miss Thing, hoping and praying that the cops don't run up in there and lock them up so they got nothing else better to do but calling in to the show because their phones is not ringing.
They need to get it the fuck together. Have a good night, Kelly.
You too. The next caller is, here we go again, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? Are we still on House Hoppers?
Yes, we are.
I don't know if her name was mentioned or not because I just tuned in, but it would have to be Feminine Destruction.
Oh, Feminine, you went in Feminine.
That lady did some changes.
You and Milan is a tie. 3-3, Feminine. You went in. You and Milan is tied right now. Baby, it's right. A lot. Thank you, Paula, for definitely calling in.
All right.
Yes.
Kelly, who's Feminine Destruction?
Feminine Destruction is this film queen from Philadelphia, and she vogues. Feminine, they got you, honey. They got you, Feminine. Hold on.
I don't know what house he's in now, but you could add Ken to that list. Realness with a Twist, Ken.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Ken definitely has been in a lot of houses, honey. Maybe his mother will call in and defend him, honey, because he has definitely been in a lot of houses, honey. Him and his mother has been in a lot of houses. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, getting back to House Hoppers, Bam Aloha.
Oh, she's on Aloha now?
Yeah, she's Aloha. She left Milan and went to Aloha like 6-7 months ago.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Yes, ma'am. She done been in every house this year.
She was only in one house. She only went from one house to another house.
No, she went from Milan.
She was in that house that we can't mention. She left them and went to Milan, and now she's on Aloha.
Mm-hmm.
And they said along with her being a house hopper, they said her hands are really sticky.
Yeah, she been stealing from Kent. Ooh.
Oh, shit. Oh, thank you, Gora. 347-703. You're live on the air on Hop House and Tuesday.
You called for me, Kelly. Now I'm here.
Oh, what's going on? We were just talking about your son and all the houses that he on hop from.
Okay, well, I mean, Kelly, some girls have been through a lot of houses in their day.
Well, how many girls you know that's been through a lot of houses?
Listen, Kelly, I'm not about to go through that with you right now.
You get all information ballroom, and just like me. So those girls you know that's been in multiple houses.
I mean, I know a lot of girls who have been in multiple houses, but my thing was you called for me, Kelly, so I'm here.
Somebody in the chat room said that you house hop.
I have never house hop. I've been in three houses within my ballroom career. I started in the Ultra Omni. I went to Chanel. And from Chanel, I went to Ebony. And now I'm a 007. Anything else? Anybody else want to know about me?
I guess that's it. Any other questions y'all got for Alexis? No, they said they don't have no questions for you right now.
All right.
They said if they want you, I'll call your name and you'll come back.
Yeah, I sure will.
Okay. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I would have to say Feminine Destruction, and she is no one's fem queen. She house hops, and she's the brick of the transgender community.
Why would you say a lady's not a fem queen? You go on, private caller?
She's a man.
That lady has tits, she has ass, she moans, Miss Thing, she has hair in her head, Miss Thing. Why would you say that lady's not a femme queen? Honey, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. I guess not. The next private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up?
Yes, you're live.
All right. Femina's my girlfriend. She has been in a lot of houses, but she's definitely a femme queen, and she's definitely a threat for female singer performance. She may have been in a lot of houses, but you can't read her performance. She's been a long way.
Yeah, she has. Miss Thane, these girls are really trying to read it, Miss Femina, here tonight. Thank you,
right,
private caller.
Awesome.
The next, we have another private caller. Private caller, yes. Live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, honey.
Yes, you're there.
It's the shade of it all.
Okay, I ain't got time to play games with you. I guess that's another girl. Her phone ain't ringing, Miss Thing. Girls, I be gagging at the girls. Their phone don't be ringing and they want to call into the radio show and play on the phone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes. I was trying to figure out, like, what's going on with Lola and this work that she calls staff work? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. What Lola are you talking about? It's like...
Lola Ebony, Lola Ebony, the one who looks like Daffy the Duck?
I don't know.
I've seen her on the Luna show, and she was walking around like she was just fab and said she want more fab work, but I don't see it.
Mistake, y'all girls tonight, Mistake, it is What the Fuck Tuesday. It's what's on y'all chest, what's on y'all breast. Get it off, Mistake. Y'all girls are definitely getting it off tonight. Baby. Thank you, private caller. If you got anything else, free to press one.
No,
here. Bring you back on.
That's
oh, my God. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live.
What's
going on, my dear?
Nothing. I just wanted to disagree with that femme queen I called in and said feminine distraction was the brick of femme queens. Because, Kelly, I think you're the brick of femme queens. That bitch tried it.
Okay. And I think your mother is
all
the
right.
brick of cunts.
That's all right, bitch. Just
but
now.
But your motherfucking ugly ass out of my pussy, Miss Thane.
You are the queen brick, honey. It gets no bigger and it gets no taller than Kelly Couture. Okay.
Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
You can't even post on Backpage, honey.
I don't post on Backpage because I don't sell my body. My body is a temple. I would never sell
honey,
my body or give my
tempo,
body to anybody.
Honey. We need
I
to have a
that.
Ball in that tempo.
You came out your mother's ass because you didn't come out her pussy. They smacked your mother on the in the face instead of smacking you.
No, honey. You need to smack that chicken wing, girl.
Really? This is who I know exactly who this is. This is one of those bitter late queens that can't come back to motherfucking
honey,
New York.
Big honey. They get no bigger than you. They get no bigger than you.
No, they get no bigger than your mother.
They get no bigger than you. Oh, Jasmine, my bad.
They get no bigger than your mother. Well, you can't
Jasmine.
Take me. Why you can't take me? You can't take
Jasmine.
Me in my system.
Jasmine,
it
are you laying on that
like
queen double king size bed right now listening to the radio, Jasmine? I'm going to need you to put down a chicken wing, put down a wine, and call in Jasmine. I want you
no,
on mine,
too. No,
she's
not going to call
her. She's
not going to pay with Najee.
Kelly, put me on
call.
I
want
to talk to Jasmine.
No,
honey,
throw it out, Mistake.
I want to get down to the sea about you and Jasmine. And I'm telling
y'all
Kelly.
Girls is going to motherfucking gag, Mistake, when that crap went on. Y'all can't sleep on bitches' floors anymore.
The house that you
guys
shall not name because that house made you bitches, Kelly.
Stop working for you nasty queens. Okay, the next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm calling about the... Feminine Destruction, Miss Feminine Destruction, R.R. Chanel, the icon, does not even know who she is, okay? She is the ballroom key motherfucking cackle, okay? Her performance is nothing feminine about that man. And the only reason why she's popular on YouTube is because they look at her like a caged animal in the zoo, honey. Okay? That's
you girls
the only
need to,
reason why. It's the truth, Kelly. You
listen,
know that.
Why do not read that? Like, Miss Feminine is a really sweet and kind person.
There's nothing soft about her when she sits on that floor, all that convulsing and all that falling down on the floor. She looks tired, honey.
I'm gagging at y'all girls. Y'all need to stop reading that lady like that. That lady is really
you know,
a sweetheart.
She has given the ballroom a performance, and people do love to see her. okay, they love to see what she's doing, but however, that performance, it's a shameful thing, honey. No femme queen should ever, ever be falling around looking like that, including you, Miss Kelly.
Thank you. That's your opinion, just like everyone has one.
All right. Good night.
Honey. The next caller is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can.
Well, from the last caller that just came in, you're right about that. Feminine destruction, that her dips are just extremely hard. And I want to know who was on a panel when you decide to Vogue and do dips, because your dips are, like, crazy. You're too big for that, or shit.
I'm not even going to read with y'all anymore because y'all
no,
not, y'all not
read,
fun in this thing.
No, I want to know who's going to
pick. Yeah, y'all sit here. You know what's the, you know the difference between me and the rest of you girls. You girls come up here and they say, y'all say the same old fucking thing.
Okay, well, one more thing.
Y'all say the same fucking thing that I heard when I was a motherfucking butch queen, that I was fat, Miss Thing, I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that.
I
had conquered all those motherfucking barriers.
I want to talk about that fur coat you keep wearing to all these balls for years. Go, give it a rest.
Why you worried about my $7,000 mink?
I mean, that costs more than your Ford Focus you're driving around at the Escalita.
Why you worried about my mink and what I do with my mink and my Chanel bags and my Hermes bags and all my things that I have? Why you worried about my pieces? I don't worry about your pieces, Miss Thing. What you want? You want me to let you hold my coat so you can be warm in your apartment and have
no rather use it for focus.
Huh? Or you want me to let you sleep in my car so you can have some heat since you can't pay your bill?
I mean, I have a luxury vehicle. That's
the ad is not pumping, Miss Thing, or that approval at T-Mobile or AT&T is not working, Miss Thing. You can't go
I'm
in there with a fake social security number and open up six lines and pay $100 and get the cousin cell phone. Huh? Is
no,
that the problem?
I want to know.
Because I've been out in the ballroom scene since I was 17 years old, and I'm 35, and I had my own ever since I've been out, living on my own and doing my own thing. So is that the problem, that you're bitter?
No, I'm not bitter. I just think it's funny when you see a big black man with a mushroom wig and a Ford Focus with the feet all the way back and his fur coat that you're wearing to all the balls.
I didn't drive my car into the city this weekend. It was snowing. I took the train into the city because it was snowing. The car was snowed in.
You actually come out and
but you know, with your hard ass and your hard back and your hard face, you should have came over here and blew
okay,
some.
And another question is,
over here and blew that stink ass breath on the car, and maybe the motherfucking snow would have melted, and I could have drove into the city. You horrible brick. Now you call back in. Private caller, you're live on the air. We can go through this all night long. I'm having fun.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Lola.
Lola who?
Lola Ebony.
Y'all girls gonna stop.
I'm sitting here with Feminine Destruction, and we're pumping each other with this olive oil.
Bye, caller, bye. Y'all gonna stop. Y'all is a key tackle.
Feminine Destruction, and they pumping each other with oil.
The 317-412, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what it do, Kelly? I called to wake up your motherfucking show tonight because the kids was really trying it.
Well, wake it up.
I think Temperance should have won House Hopper of the Year, but the legendary father, Opie Rodeo, has been in a whole lot of houses himself. He was the avant-garde, he was the glory, he was the parade, he was the prodigy, he was the prestige, he was the ebony, he was the Cavalli, now he's the Rodeo. So, I mean, what the fuck is up with that? I need him to elaborate. And because I did not call Private Kelly, I want you to read me, girl, because I'm having fun with you reading the other girls, and I feel so left out. So let me start the reading session off, and then you can retaliate. Is that fine?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, before I get to you, what the fuck is up with R.R. Chanel always got something to say, and he didn't even know who the fuck Feminine Destruction was, and he expects the new kids to know who the fuck he is, but yet he's always on the motherfucking radio show talking about some shit that he needs to keep his old ass nose out of. I mean, what the fuck is up with that? And Kelly, you know you're not 5'11", bitch, because I'm 6'2", and I've seen you in person, and you're taller than me, girl. So are you sure you from New York and you're not from Detroit with them big-ass Lions that you be talking about, girl?
I'm positive I'm not from Detroit. And every time you see me out at a ball, I always have on my motherfucking heels. That's why I look taller than what I am.
You had on flats in Chicago when I seen you, girl. Don't try it, because you were sitting on the motherfucking stage for the Midwest Awards Ball, girl, when the house who named We Shall Not Say won the $10,000, honey. I mean,
the house that, when the house that we can't mention won the $10,000, won the $5,000, I had on a yellow skirt, a white top, and I had on white heels.
You ain't got tired of them heels. After you walked against Toya, honey, you took them heels off, grabbed you a chair, and sat on the motherfucking runway. How are you going to tell me? And
my heels on all night. I guess that you're just
time.
So tall,
no,
bitch.
You
did,
girl.
Get out to
no, my motherfucking feet. Me and you stand forehead to forehead, honey. So, I mean, let's not talk about tall. I am a man. I live my life as a man. So, therefore, I can be tall, honey. Girl, you're trying to portray
to be a
woman.
No. The way you sound, you need to stay a motherfucking man.
But, bitch, you should have stayed a motherfucking man, Kevin, because you sound like a real boy right now. I mean, let's keep it all straight cute, because your real name is not Kelly, honey.
My name ain't Kevin, and it's Star. My name is Star from the K.
Hold on, and then you said, hold on, and then you did, hold on, listen, and then you said that Feminine Destruction is a femme queen, and her and Milan has just as much work done, and Milan is not a femme queen, honey. So just because you go get titties and ass do not make you a femme queen, honey. Just because you walk around with titties and a wig does not make you a lady, honey. There are certain precautions that you'll have to do, and at the end of the day, when they bury you on your obituary, they're still going to put man. So let's keep it cute, because you're not a real lady. You was walking butch queen up in drag, which means you was an ugly-ass drag queen before you went and got your motherfucking work done, little man. So let me tell you something, you dirty faggot. Don't try me, Kelly, because, bitch, you don't know me, and I will read you for filth every motherfucking day of the motherfucking week. And who's going to check me?
No work I wouldn't have done, because the girls told me it don't look like I had nothing done.
Bitch, I know, because your face is still strong. You still look like a fat-ass man. You and motherfucking Marco Herrera was looking like twins at the New York Awards Ball, the Double Mint twins, both of you big-ass men. And then you want to walk around like you're a motherfucking lady. Girl, how? When you walk, your voice is still deep. Your voice is deeper than mine. Let's keep it real. And I just told you I was a man. So
One thing I can say about this voice, that house that we can't mention and that person that we will not mention, you can call him and you can ask him. My grandmother sound exactly like me, and she was a woman, and she had 7 motherfucking kids. And you know what I told her? I told her I was more woman than she would ever be, and she told me to prove it because she had 7 kids. So I guess my voice must be motherfucking calm. Now, you have a nice day, you ugly motherfucking brick.
Motherfucking... Yo, mama's not ugly motherfucking brick.
Prime Cora, you're live on the air. We got to have some fun tonight.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. I don't understand why the girls are coming for you so fiercely. It don't make no sense.
Because the girls, they got nothing else better to do because they're miserable. They ain't got a life. They probably ain't got no food in their refrigerator, and they're gagging right now, so they're really hungry. So, you know, they got to call in and try to take a bite out of the cow.
See, the girls going to gag when they catch you on VH1 somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So they'll be all right, but that's all I got to say.
Thank you, baby.
Kelly, let me say this. I don't get into the whole phone reading thing because I don't read where people can't see me. So anybody that got to read for me, they can give it to me whenever they see me out because I like to read face-to-face so that way we can resolve the whole situation.
Yes, that's the way you do it. But these girls don't have the balls to do that, honey. Bitch, I keep telling these girls, and I can put this on my grandmother, I will respect a motherfucking bitch that will read me in my face and call in here behind a private motherfucking number and motherfucking read, Miss Thing. And the caller that called in here
from the 317 number. I know exactly who that caller is, and I respect that caller because that caller can call in here without a private number and read, mistake, and we can read and kiki out of ball and everything. These bitches want to call in here with private numbers and think they're doing something because they punk, pussy, motherfucking faggots because they want to have the balls to say it in my fucking face.
And just
private caller, you're live on the air.
Well, yeah, this is another punk pussy motherfucking faggot, Kelly. And I want to know what the fuck is up with this I hear about you driving around in a motherfucking Ford Focus, bitch, knowing your motherfucking ass need a motherfucking U-Haul like back in the day. I mean, let's get it together, Kelly, bitch. Not time to be sleeping. It's 2012. Time to do it big and go home. What's up?
I drive what I want to drive.
Okay.
I don't pay a car note. It's
bitch,
mine.
Bitch, 6 foot four. We've been a little ass Ford Focus.
What
the fuck is up with that, Kelly?
Big,
reality of the
I
situation is you need a new car, Kelly. No
shame. I don't have plenty cars.
You
don't
suck Jasmine Dick too many times to be driving around in a motherfucking Ford Focus.
Get their cars and all types of things, baby. I don't have trucks.
Oh,
I don't have cars.
I'm sure.
Do what I want to do, Mr.
I'm sure.
What are you driving around?
You know what I like about you, bitch? You
what are you driving around in? Are you on the Iron Horse?
Bitch,
do you have your metro
that
car?
Bitch with no motherfucking self-esteem want to sit on here and read every motherfucking body else, but don't want to talk about the shit that's going on in your motherfucking life, bitch. Well, I'm here to wake it up. Kelly, what the fuck is the tea between you, Andre, and Jasmine? I need it.
Why are you worried about what's going on between me,
bitch,
Audrey,
because
and
you all bitter ass bitches want to get on here talking about, oh, you guys can't mention Mizrahi's whoopie fucking do. Bitch, fuck a couture, fuck a Mizrahi. I want the tea, bitch. Tell me the tea. You old messy ass bitches carry with everything else. Let's talk about your tea. What is it?
I'll talk about what you know. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Bitch, the only thing I know is you 6'4", 500 pounds, bitch. You messy as fuck, honey, manly. Not pastel. I mean, Jasmine, she's fat as fuck, but she's fishy boots. No shade. I give it to her. She got a coin. That's some points for her, of course. But you, I mean, Kelly, you just one big, messy drag queen.
I'm 5'11".
I really, bitch, you and this 5'11". What the fuck is up with you telling this lie, Kelly?
I'm 5'11". You told
what the
now
fuck?
Now it's my turn. I'm 5'11".
Honey,
I'm 365
bitch.
Pounds.
All right.
I paid my $1,885.
And how do you do that? How do you do it, honey?
Listen, and I paid
now,
my $800.
What the fuck you do? You sit on the radio 3 days out the fucking week, bitch. I mean, what
the
fuck do you do? It'd be motherfucking messy. I mean, what do you do, honey? Nothing, honey. You're not shit, bitch. I'll talk to this ballroom. You're just another fat motherfucking man trying to make it in society, bitch. Okay.
Now, what's up? And I do what I do because I can motherfucking do it. I don't ask anybody for shit.
Honey? Bitch, you need to post you a back page ad, bitch. You talk all this motherfucking shit about
I've been doing
bitches
that since I've been
you just mad because you can't get a coin for your fat flopping motherfucking
nasty,
body, bitch.
You nasty young queens,
now,
that I hope y'all make it to
honey,
see my
I love a coin,
age.
Honey. I would never deny a coin, bitch. If you want to pay me, bitch,
you better. The next caller is 678-993.
Kelly, before you take that next call, let me tell you something. This is What the Fuck Tuesday. This is not Kelly Tuesday and read Miss Kelly. You're a mother of distinction. And anybody who wants to read you needs to be muted because at the end of the day, we're talking about people in the ballroom scene. We're not talking about the host. So if they can't respect you enough to come on here and not come in private, then they need not to be called in.
You know, I let them get their life because this is what they need to. This is what the girls do. And whether they do it on the radio or whether they do it at the balls, the girls want to use the legendary Overlord Mother Kelly Couture to stay relevant because the girls are not relevant and they will never be relevant. And that's their problem. They want to stay relevant, so let them be relevant, honey.
Kelly, if they don't shine on the floor,
it's probably a bitch that I chopped a couple of times, and she's hitting him because she got chopped.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's the girls who sit in the back of the ballroom instead of
It's the girls that sit in the back. It's the girls. You know what it is? It's the girls that come with five girlfriends, Miss Thing, and the girlfriend that's paying is in the back of the line, and the one that's just broke is in the front. Six seven eight nine nine three. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I just want to say, I think girls sound so pressed to call up here and try to read you on your format. But then probably when they see you in person, they don't never say anything. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean,
it's the same girls that want to sit here and they want to call in and they want to read, but it's the same bitches when they see me at the ball and they kissing my motherfucking ass.
It's just crazy. And then the guy who's talking about, oh, well, who is RR, I mean, and he don't see feminine, or he want people to know who he is. I mean, maybe he don't see her. I mean, he don't have to know who she is. I mean, he's the icon. He paved the way. I mean, he need to hope he gets to his age, for one thing. Let's see if he make it that long.
I know that's right.
I mean, that's their problem. These fools want to sit here. They want to sit here and do all this reading and all types of things, and they need to be worried about getting themselves checked out.
I was only asking who she was for familiarity, so that when I do meet her, I have, you know, I could put a name and a face together. It wasn't shade that I asked who she was. Just like someone told me, the young man is only saying he didn't know who RR was because he's new to the scene. So I have to respect that. You know, the kids want to take everything as a read and everything is shade, but when a straight boy get up in their face, they bitch up.
It's ridiculous. Well, I don't know. They must don't have no parents, because my mom always told me you're supposed to respect your elders. So, I mean, what happened to that?
Exactly. They don't know nothing about respect. They don't know nothing.
Lord,
you talk about respect. Let's talk about them reaching over and grabbing a condom. That's what we need to be talking about.
No, you want to talk about respect. Let's talk about these bitches out here, these butch queens out here selling their ass and putting these ass up and motherfucking using unprotected sex and motherfucking selling ass. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I
it
think
really
it's,
is.
Like you said, your body's a temple. I don't knock nobody for their hustle. But at the end of the day, prostitution during this day and time of HIV and AIDS, it's not cute if you're not wrapping it up.
And it is not, it's just not regular prostitution. The butch queens are getting in drags and doing it.
Yeah, they're stealing all your customers. That's why the girls ain't getting nothing no more. Where the girls
bitches want to sit here, they want to play Miss Thang, girl. Half of y'all bitches running around here, y'all using cunt pictures, Miss Thang. Why don't y'all use your own pictures? What's the problem? Y'all pictures don't sell.
They look like bricks.
Honey.
And then
they're going to run around here.
What's
they
want to
run around here and go on Model Mayhem and snatch all the cunt pictures off Model Mayhem and put them up on arrows and back pages, mistake. What's gonna happen when the government shut back pages down, mistake, like they did Craigslist? What's gonna go at now? Oh, I know where y'all gonna be back walking 14th Street in the Meatpacking District.
Oh God.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
And thank you.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. All the private callers that's on the phone line, y'all got to speak it so I come to y'all, honey, when I say private caller, because there's a bunch of y'all.
Hello.
You're gone. It's too late. 317-412, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, I just want to tell you thank you, girl, because me and that little read session was so fun. Honey, you know it's no shade. I really do love you. To address what RR said, I'm tapping people on their shoulders in 2012, so RR, when you make it off of VHS to DVD and I see you at a recent bar, I would tap you on your shoulder and let
you
know who I am.
No disrespect, but I am on DVD, so what are you talking about? And, you know, all
I
that stuff that
you
talking,
I have not
it
seen
is, really,
on DVD,
is really irrelevant
though,
to
really
me, because at the end of the day, when you tap me on
DVD.
My shoulder, I'll be ready, okay? That's it. Thank you
my
very
friend,
much.
That's all I need you to do. Anyway, Kelly, like I was saying, I was calling because I have some more tea, honey. I'm going to wake it all the way up again. You know my style, honey. For one, this is to the 678 caller. She can brick my motherfucking nuts. That bitch is dick ride, Kelly. That's what's pissing me off. All these girls who is riding your motherfucking dick because they scared. They scared to do some shit that I did. Call you and say, Kelly, let's read, bitch, and take off from there. So that bitch can kiss my motherfucking ass. What the fuck is up with all these old motherfuckers in a ballroom scene trying to take the fun out of everything? I mean, today is what the fuck Tuesdays. You know it's going to be private callers calling up here. You know girls going to call up here and play on the phone. This is something that they've been doing. I can imagine ever since you did Blog Talk, Kelly. So it's really no surprise that the kids was calling Bree and you was prepared. That's why I called and gave you a little show, because the kids can't do what I do. For two, I'm glad I'm not one of them butch queens that sell they ass, honey. You know, I get up and go to work every day, and I go to school. I clock a 9 to 5, honey. Fuck all this selling ass. But to address you, why they're having unprotected sex is they're dying any motherfucking way. And you know a fag does not care. If one fag go down, that fag is going to want to take everybody else down.
Now, you see, I mean, how you talking, I can tell that you're an individual who's very articulate, someone who has an education, and someone who's doing something in his life, not just in the boardroom scene. That's why I can sit here and be quiet when you read, because at the end of the day, I know that you're doing it for what the show is offering, and you're not really doing it from a very shady place. Well, however, if you needed to be that, you could be that. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to come from a place with you of uncomfortability where I can't accept what you're saying, because it's all in humor at the same time, if you understand what I'm saying.
I understand that, though, RR, but I know a lot of the girls do call up here, and they do hide behind fake names, and they do hide behind fake voices. That's why I call with my number, because I'm a real person. I mean, if you have a problem with me, I want you to come to me. Not saying that I had a problem with you or saying that I was going to tap you on your shoulder.
No, I didn't take it like
out.
That. I didn't take it like that at all. I didn't take it like that. Let me tell you something. I can tell by people's diction and the mannerism in which they speak which direction it's coming from. It didn't come from a hostile tone in your voice. It came from more of a, all right, girl, it was a humor in there. I'm not, that's not me. And I'm at that age right now where stuff like that, I don't even, that's not me. That's not me.
Okay, Kelly, and I have something else to say, Kelly. Since the Bush Queens was walking around putting up the cunt's picture, how about I put your motherfucking picture up, bitch, and see how many motherfucking hits we can motherfucking get from these low life ass niggas who's paying these dirty bags for sex, girl. I mean, what's the tick?
Oh, no, I already read a bitch for putting my motherfucking pictures up and using my pictures to work, Miss Day.
I'm coming to you, though. I'm letting you know that I already have a couple pictures of you that I done already stole. So, I mean, it's nothing for me to go ahead and make a page. You know, we can be Sharonda on their ass. I mean, fuck it. It is what it is. I can say you my twin. I can lie up and down and say me and you are not the same person. You know, me and your conversations is different. Our wording is different. So they will really not expect
Let me
you,
ask
man.
You a question. Are you the same caller that just called in and said that Milan had surge too?
Yes, Malai has surgery too, so that don't make him a femme queen. He has fake everything, fake muscles. I believe Malai is just a whole fake person. That's why he's the icon house hopper, because he can't stay in one spot. You know, girls who are plastic, they melt very easily. I thought Michael Jackson taught us that on that Pepsi commercial when that hair caught on fire, did the snow start melting? I mean, let's be real. I'm here to give them hell in 2012, Kelly, and you tell any one of your punk-ass callers, if they have something to say to me, I'll still be on this motherfucking phone line, honey, to check any bitch who feel that they want to step out of line.
So you want
to
check all the girls?
We have a
whole
crew of callers, and if somebody got something to say, we're gonna come back to you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about
is...
the girls who got too much surge, Kelly.
Oh, child, we could definitely talk about that too, honey. The girls that got too much surge. 313-585.
Hey, Kelly, hey, R. I want to know what the fuck is up with these cocky-ass dragons calling in when y'all need to, when y'all out here escorting a prostitute. Go get your motherfucking Apple Adams crushed or your motherfucking nuts castrated, bitch, and soften up that voice calling in cocky. I'm tired of these punk-ass bitches calling in private. I'm Rico. I'm 6'4". I want thug runners. See me at any bar near you. Tap me on the shoulder if you got a problem. I'm tired of this punk shit with everybody calling in private. If you want to read, let's read face-to-face. I'm what you are. Fuck all of that punk-ass internet gangsters, phone gangsters. I'm from Detroit. What we doing for real. Let's do it face-to-face. For real, for real.
I know that's right.
Thank you, Rico. I'll put you back on hold. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk to Rico. Can you click Rico in?
Oh, okay. Rico, you're live.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Daddy.
Hi,
I find you on Facebook?
Oh, that's nice. You a friend? You added
I said, how do I find you on Facebook? I'm a fan. I'm a groupie. I'm trying to be your number one.
See, I'm not a Facebook.
I'm a drag queen, though. Do you do film queens?
No, I don't.
I mean, I can get up out of it.
But you can find me in person. You can find me in person, though.
Where are you going to be? What's the next ball you walk in?
The next ball I'll be at is at the Detroit Awards Ball. February 7th, I'll be there. I'll be at the New York Awards Ball. I'll be at Miko Khan's Ball in St. Louis.
Miko who?
Miko Khan Ball in St. Louis.
I thought that house was called Miko's.
Whatever house he in, I'll be at his ball.
Oh, okay. And that's in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Thank you,
okay,
Rico,
Poppy,
for calling that.
Hey, Kelly.
The caller. That's desperate, Miss Thing. I'm a femme queen, but I'll pill for you. How desperate are you? 702-272. I'm on the air. Now, girl, that's really desperate. You going to peel out of drags for somebody, Miss Thing, girl? Plus, y'all girls need to get a fucking life, Miss Thing. OMG. 252-327. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hey,
Hey, darling.
Hey, I'm a drag queen, and it's just sad to see that all these girls selling their bodies for this money. I mean, I thought when you do this to your body, I thought you look real, get a real job, not sitting here on Backpage.com and all this
stuff.
And for the other child that said they never seen RR on DVD, I have the New York Awards Ball 08. RR is all up in the camera on it. So whoever that was, do your research, baby.
That's because the girls got to sell their body because they have to feed their drug addiction, and then they have to make sure that their man has the drugs so he can stay laid up underneath them so they can keep getting the dick and buy him sneakers and all types of shit.
But back in the day when the girls sold their body, they were selling it so they could get their work done that they wanted to have done. It wasn't about anything else but getting your body perfected.
Well, they don't need to get their work done. Or they don't need to get their body done. Oh, that's what they got pillows for.
And they're paying their rent, their light bill, cell phone, getting to the next function, and everything else. I'm sitting there like, this is sad. Why?
Shit. The girls make their money so they can be at that function with their motherfucking drugs. That's what they all about, honey. Please, they ain't got time. Well, baby, they don't think about you. When I tell you, and it's no motherfucking lie, no lie, okay? And I'm not going to put nobody out there, Miss Thing. And I don't chop the girls when they come out, Miss Thing, because you know they're my customers. But my best customers, RR, to sell my moans to, RR, are the Bush Queens up in drags.
Ooh.
The Femme Queens don't buy them.
Ooh.
The Bush Queens up in drags buy them more than the Femme Queens. The girls think they go out there and get some silicone and they get some motherfucking some silicone tits and some ass and stuff and they ain't got a mold no more, mistake. You still got a mold so that shit can stay sore. No man want no hard ass
like
bitch.
You don't.
Honey, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey,
private caller.
Hello.
Yes, you're there. Is this Maya Angela?
So I will be reciting a different poem today, entitled Bitch Better Shut Her Mouth. Bitch better shut her mouth by the time I count to three. Why would she take this knife? Bitch, if she doesn't shut the fuck up, she's...
Maya, we cannot hear you. Your phone is giving crickets tonight. Maya, your phone is giving crickets tonight. We had to let Maya Angelou go. Her phone is giving cricket or Boost Mobile Tees tonight. 917-693, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
It's Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. What's going on?
How are you? Hi, RR.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
Kelly, I'm a little perplexed.
Why?
Well, first, you made a comment. Oh, first, I want to make a comment. One of your little non-factor callers made a question about old people, or he said, why the old girls, yada, 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 yada. And you all should have corrected that person. It says, first of all, calling someone old in the year 2012 in this millennium is not a read, because half that generation is not going to even make it to the age of 30. So calling someone old is not even a read, number one.
Keisha, it wasn't even to correct them. I heard what they said, but I just paid it because, I tell these girls all the time, I came out with 11 girls. I came out with 11 different girls, okay? And me and Jennifer was the last of the Mohicans, and I'm the last one standing out those 11 girls I came out with.
And like you said before, all these girls selling their body. By the time they turn 50, By the time they turn 50, okay.
If they make it to 50.
That too. What do they have to show for? How are they going to get buried? What's their life insurance? I guarantee you, if you ask 10% of those girls, they don't have a penny in the bank. At least if a girl was a real poor girl, she'll be taking that money, taking it to the bank. She'll be taking that money. She'll do something. So by the time she turns 50, that shit tripled or quadrupled. But I guarantee you, they're not doing nothing with that money.
That's because they don't have a game plan. They don't have a game plan. They live from night to night.
They're living for today, and they're not living for tomorrow.
And another thing, Kelly, you need to – some of these STEM queens who's putting all this work in their body under the age of 30, by the time they're 40, you need to let these girls know what's going to happen to them, the side effects to the moan and all that shit, and your body can take but so much moan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't have to listen to me. All they have to do is go back and download the old show when Octavia came on, and Octavia told them all the side effects and everything that happened to her from having the silicone in her body. That's all they have to do. They don't need to listen to me. They can listen to our legendary pioneer icon, bitch that had side effects, God rest her soul, from the silicone that she had.
Right. The girls always want to assume that the girl, if a femme queen died, the first thing they think is from the age that's full of the work. But a lot of times it's not that. It's from the moans that fucked up their body. They got cancer from liver or something that they put in their body.
That's right.
Their body. And a lot of girls don't know. So again, they need to be educated. Putting all that shit in your body, it's killing them. Not on top of that, they're not even taking care of themselves. They're not eating right. They're not exercising. They're not drinking a lot of water. All they do across the streets, drink, party, party, drink, sex, sex, sex. And it's sad. It really is sad. And I think the leaders in the ballroom scene need to sit and explain to them, yes, it's good to look cute, but baby, killing yourself.
Honey, they'll get it together. They'll eventually get it together. And if they don't, honey, they'll figure it out.
But you know what you just said was really true. The key to hormones is making sure that you drink a lot of water, because hormones are actually working on your kidney area. And once your kidneys are gone, they're gone. And kidney failure is nothing to play with. So you have to know that the hormones, they dehydrate you. So as long they're working in your system, but as they're working in your system, they're dehydrating you, and you have to stay hydrated at all times. And when you drink alcohol, alcohol dehydrates you, because the alcohol eats up the oxygen in your body, and the oxygen is what produces the white blood cells to help you get the oxygen that you need.
Mm-mm-mm. Keisha, you still there?
I'm here. Another question, too. Oh, God. You made a comment. Oh, God. I just went train of thought. Oh.
In regards to female fem queens?
Yeah. Oh, God. Keep talking. It was something good. It was something juicy. And I lost my train of thought.
Does it have something to do with surgery? Did it have something to do with hormones? Did it have something to do with prostitution?
Keep going.
Did it have something to do with, is it a three-letter word?
No. It was something good, and he was talking, I was going to bring it up. I was talking about it. Keep going, keep talking.
I'm just trying to,
Oh, wait, that's what it was. The caller made a comment about it's supposed to be an icon or a pioneer in the ballroom scene, and he don't know feminine disruption. Do you know why? Because she's a non-factor. Okay, if she was an it factor, RR would have known who she was. So, RR, you did nothing wrong, sweetie. And all the film queens know that that girl looks a mess on the floor.
The way people are talking about how I wanted to know who she was, because they were giving me an impression she was like China Doll, God bless the dead China Doll.
At your co-host, Kelly. She's seen her play as she has judged her.
Kelly. You said what?
Kelly, you heard me.
No, I was looking at this picture of a potential house member.
I'll repeat what I said, please.
She was saying that I should ask you if the person was really a hot mess, in other words.
Who?
Destruction.
Who was a hot mess?
Destruction.
Feminine destruction,
let me ask you something, and I'm going to say this.
And I'm going to honestly say, if anybody knows Feminine Destruction and was a friend on Feminine Destruction page, these girls are sitting here and they're reading Feminine Destruction down, mistake, the same way they read me. If you look at the picture that Feminine Destruction has on in her profile pictures, and you look at the picture of her and her mother side by side, Feminine and her mother look like identical twins, mistake. So I don't know how y'all girls want to sit here and read this lady and talk about this lady a real and say you don't look like cunt. That lady mother pushed her out, Miss Thing, and they look just alike.
No, Kelly, not talking about her performance, not how she looks, her performance. If she's femme queen.
Everybody's performance is different, and these girls want to sit here and read feminine. Feminine comes out, and she definitely gives you a performance, Miss Thing. She definitely.
Kelly,
she
does
definitely
she give you right China's dollars to give?
She goes off. Feminine goes off down to be, you know, in between skinny and plus size.
Okay.
Feminine is in the middle, so she goes off.
She has her own unique style about her, and because she has her own unique style about her, people find it hard.
She definitely comes out, and she definitely does not play when she does come out, Miss Day. You're going to look at her when she comes out.
Okay, so she brings the crowd to their feet like a Eunice Cleopatra.
Yes.
Well,
yes, she definitely gives you. Bye, Keisha, because you started. Bye. Bye, Keisha. Honey, because I was about to say something. Bye, Nicola, you're live on the air. Yes.
This is Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Girl, you need to make it to be Jesse Jackson at age. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly?
What's up?
Hello. About feminine destruction, she is what people like to see in ballroom. She's not the best voga that's out there. She does her element, but she's exciting to see. You know,
she's
just very, very, very exciting to see, and it brings something that is different. We're not trying to see that she has mastered these techniques that these girls can do. You know, she does her thing. It's a kiki. It's a mess. You know, but we're not. I don't think people want to see her come out and slay it like cunt. You know, because if she does, then that's when they'll really gag. However, back to these prostitutes on the ballroom scene, it seems like there's a lot of transgendered women who are on, selling their bodies on the internet, and they come out in the ballroom scene, and it kind of seems that the ballroom community somewhat supports them because they give them some, you know, a lot of people tend to give them life, tend to give them drugs, and to seem that, you know, encourage the behavior of what, you know, is the catalyst of the problem, you know. And these kids are extremely young. They're not like 25. They're not 20. They're like 16, 17 years old. You know, some of these people are flying children state to state, having with them, feeding them drugs, turning them completely out, exposing them to the community. You know, that's just not nice. And those are some people who are looked at as bigger names in ballroom, you know. So it's kind of sad that the ballroom seems to somewhat support some of the most negative aspects about such a beautiful thing, which is the true essence of ballroom, is to celebrate that talent of people who have been marginalized and stigmatized. And the ballroom, we tend to amplify this whole negativity and somewhat encourage it. That's just my opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I know that's right. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Today, entitled, Bitch Better Shut Her Mouth.
Maya Angelou, your phone is messed up. It has a really bad echo.
Two oh one
996, you're live on the air.
Hey Kelly, what's up? This is Mark Ebony. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Listen, I was just calling because I hear all of this ridicule about feminine disruption. I mean, honestly, I remember being behind you on a panel probably back in like 99, and I remember Allura coming out and swinging her hair to the fact to where it's almost where she was dizzy. And you kind of put your hand on your sweater like, oh, my God. But at the same time, you threw your tens up because it was exciting. The young lady is exciting. I mean, regardless of what anybody says, she's excited. She brings a lot of drama to the floor. You know, just like Miss Lay on me, she's not as, you know, accurate, but she still brings a lot of drama to the floor. They need to leave that little girl alone.
Yeah, and that's what
they
I was
really
saying. I was saying that if you remember China Doll came out, she was a Kiki cackle, but she
baby.
Gave you, she gave
Miss
you
China
everything.
Blue. That's China Blue. Oh,
yes.
China Blue.
China Blue, right.
That's,
exactly.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying, but everybody watched her kick and do roundhouse kicks, and we all went up for her. I remember the Free Sinclair Bowl. We went up for her. She was in for the night. She was the drama. She brought a lot of excitement to the ball that night, aside from other people. So why can't they just leave
the
little
girl
alone?
And that's the problem. We need to embrace our own, because if we keep, you know, downsizing our own people, where do they have to go to do the things that they want to do? She can't do it in the real world, so this is where she gets her life. And that's what the
ball
is all about.
And mind you, when she comes out, let me tell you something. I've seen her, and I'm not going to lie, I've seen a lot of girls get ready to battle Laomi and almost want to walk off. That is one of the only bitches besides Katrina I know that will stand there toe-to-toe with Laomi like, bitch, let's get it. One of the only girls.
Because
so
she feels
really
like this is where I can actually get my 15 minutes of fame. And she takes
and
advantage
she
of
it.
And at the end of the day, that is where she can get her 15 minutes of fame. So people who are calling in and saying all these negative things about her, those are the ones who are usually wishing they could do what she's doing, and they can't do it.
Or they're the ones on the sideline snapping and clapping.
Kumbaya.
It's really tired. I'm sorry, but Kelly, I just wanted to say that.
But why don't you give her a shout-out and let her know that there are people out there that enjoy what she does.
Well, Feminine Destruction, this is Mark Ebony. I mean, I don't see you a lot because I don't come out a lot. I'm at work right now, literally. But when I do see you on YouTube, you do go the fuck off. I don't care what anybody says. You got a lot of courage and a lot of motherfucking nerve, like Junior LaBeija said, just what the girls need, and you have all of it.
Thank you, Mark. The next call is 347-322. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, R. Hey. Hey, hi. I was just wanting to piggyback on some of the stuff you were talking about with the people having unprotected sex and stuff like that. And I think what happens over time is that the kids now think that they're invincible because back in the day you had to take 10, 20 cocktail pills a day. Nowadays you only can take one or two. Or also this raw porn is becoming such a phenomenon with Breeder Raw and all half the little barman girls fucking around with these cream pies and things of that nature. And so, and they still look fab and look muscular and look all like that. So these young kids look up to them or feel like they're invincible or feel like they have to do that to get their little $250 and get their little life. They feel like that's going to give them life. Like nobody wants to go to school anymore. Nobody wants to, you know, be educated. Everybody just wants to, you know, be fat. People
yeah.
feel like
you better know to
like,
go and rate, girl.
They feel like, you know, but like porn, like
I've seen some people, like, when I first moved to Atlanta, like, some people, they used to frown upon it. Like, now when I go check my BGC, I'm like, girl, now she doing porn? Like, wow, mm-hmm. bitch. I'm like, girl, she's selling her soul raw, bitch, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like nowadays, the stuff that, you know, my era frowned upon, like, you know, I'm an ex-working girl. I have a job now. You know, I moved to New York now. You know what I'm saying? I go to college, you know, stuff like that. But in the beginning, it was a means for me to set up my future. You know what I'm saying? To get things I needed to get done, to get my name changed, to get things done for me to have a more smoother life. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You had a plan.
Yeah.
The girls don't know that. The girls don't know that because I can 100% tell you, bitch, that the girls from back in the days that are fab girls and are legends and icons and things, they started out that way. But that was a means to get what they need. Now all of these ladies now, Miss Thang, they have jobs and they're holding down good careers and homes and everything. The girls don't know that. The girls go from hotel to hotel to hotel to hotel, ball to ball to ball to ball, and drugging and drugging and drugging and not saving nothing to have something for back in the days. You got to have things to show for all the things you don't have done. And that's why I tell all the girls, baby, let me tell you, God forbid, if today or tomorrow, if I had to go back out there and start doing magic all over, baby, trust and believe, I'm going to have something to show for it, okay? If you were to see how I live, I have something to show for everything I have done over the years. These girls don't know nothing about that.
Right. Well, a lot of times, also, what is kind of messed up is, like, a lot of the leaders push on some bad habits to them. You know, a lot of the leaders, let's be truthful, they have their ass up. They're doing their thing. So at the same time, you're my house mother. How the hell are you going to tell me I can't put an ad up, but bitch, you got an ad up? You're my house mother. You're gonna preach that we can't do a bump, but bitch, you're the main one in the bathroom doing a bump with your mouth on a Bush Queen dick. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the leaders have been shifted. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. I mean, I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime. And a lot of girls don't even know I'm seeing. And I'd be like, you know, and a lot of times, I hate to say it, but some girls I wish I just knew them from afar because, like, once I got to know them, it was a disappointment. Like, you were an icon. You were somebody that I looked up to when I was a LaVeja back in the day. But your behavior, it's like, oh, it's stick my head. Like, it's a no-no. And it's sad to me. And I've been disappointed by, like, a lot of people. That's why I just choose to stay on the sideline. You know, I just like to call the show because I love Kelly and I love, you know, Jennifer and I love Nicole. This is Lala, by the way, anyway. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? So that's
about it. You haven't been on in a minute, bitch. What's going on?
I've been living life. You know, I've been getting me together. That's why I've been getting me together. I had to pull myself out of what the mess that was going around me and look at life. Like, I'm 33 years old. I'm not going to get any younger now. I need to get a career. There's things I want to do. And at the end of the day, outside of this gay stuff, I have two younger sisters. I have three nieces and I have four nephews. So in life, I want to tell them they can do anything. I can't tell them that they can do anything. They aren't too lasting together. So at the end of the day, this stuff I have to do to please my mother and to please my younger siblings because I'm still the oldest. So I have to set an example. And girls forget
lead,
that.
Yeah,
some,
you have to lead
yeah,
by
some
example.
Girls get into the
You're
ballroom
their role
scene.
Model.
Yeah, they get to the ballroom scene. They forget their real family. They forget their real purpose. Some people come from good backgrounds, but they get in the ballroom scene, and you just do one bump, and everything you learn is out the door. Because this generation, all that matters to them is getting known, getting some good dick or getting some good ass, or begging to be a legend. That's all they care about now.
The girls got to realize, bitch, everything that look good on the outside ain't good on the inside. The same thing with motherfuckers, honey. I keep telling these girls, bitch, honey. Baby, when I was single, motherfucker, 2 years ago, bitch, I used to tell the girl, bitch, if I tell a piece of trade, Miss Thing, bitch, then I'm going to call you back, bitch, and you keep calling me and calling me and calling me, mother going to think you got something, and you trying to give it to mother. If I told you I was going to call you back and I didn't get back to you.
Right.
These girls don't know nothing about that.
Right, and it's sad, and it's so sad because it really kicks me off because I'm sick of these girls paying for the trades. It's like nowadays you want to go out and you would tell her,
If a boy come up to you, he look at us as a dollar sign because they know, oh, well, she's a tranny. She's going to escort. She's going to buy me sneakers. She's going to buy me bud. At the same time, while they're doing all that, while she jumping in and out the car or jumping in and out from hotel to hotel, I can fuck her good girlfriend. And then her and her good girlfriend go twirl. They gonna twirl. And then at the end of the day, if her good good girlfriend make more money than her, she's better than her, I'ma leave her and go to the real girl to get some life in the ballroom.
You gotta drop that tea. Yes.
But I'ma go because I can go all night. I'ma go. Let me take
my
ass to bed in the boogie down bra.
I want to listen. No, I want to congratulate you on doing a 360 with your life and understanding the purpose in which you serve in your life. Because to thy own self be true, everybody else take a number. And it starts with you and ends with you.
And
always remember
that. It's very, very hard for you to actually be honest with yourself and look in the mirror and stop playing victim and stop playing pity party and look at yourself and say, what am I doing to stop myself from prospering in life?
Exactly.
And like I tell my gay kids all the time, I want you to be better than me because you're younger than me. You don't have the opportunities like I had. I could not poop around school in middle school and in high school just being a girl and doing what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this to you. You know what really scares me the most about these butch queens who get up and drag and turn tricks from the chat line and from the ads or whatever, that they're telling these men that they're trannies when they're butch queens in drag, and then when the men get there and they don't have no tits, they don't have no hormones, they don't have nothing but a wig and lipstick and an outfit on, they want to know why they get their neck snapped, and you hear about people getting killed. Because they think it's an easy task, but a lot of these men take what they do very seriously, and they don't play around. They want to see a female illusion. They want the breast, the ass, the face, and the voice. And when they open that door and you're not giving them that, they're liable to snap. And a lot of girls have lost their lives because of foolishness
like that.
And
that's what I'm saying. Your girls who really had all that lost their lives for it. You know, that's why I said it's all in the perception and, like, the direction and, like, the leadership. Like, half the leaders are not leaders. That's why I said I believe people should be a legend because of certain things they earn as far as accolades. I can respect that. But for me, somebody that I call a legend, I have to respect your integrity. You know, I don't care about what you walk, how many trophies you have. If your integrity is fucked up, I can't call you a legend in my eyes because that's not what a legend is to me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I know,
you know, like Martin Luther King, he's a legend. Malcolm X is a legend. Rosa Parks is a legend. You know, that's kind of stuff. They have stuff that everybody loves them. I don't care if you can walk balls and go all this stuff. At the end of the day, honey, if your life is fucked and all your kids that you have raised over generation after generation and not one has prospered into real life, then what have you
done? You left one name out of that whole listing that you just did.
Oh. Obama.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. And Kelly. I'll put all y'all in there. But you know what I'm saying? It just stresses me out. Like, I ain't been in New York for a couple of months. And, like, I see these kids, and it's so sad because they're so young, and their mind is just so gone. And it's like they have a disrespectful attitude. You can't tell them nothing. They know everything. And it's just sad because I just see where you're going to end up. I've been healthy all my life, been blessed never to have anything. And it's sad when I see people younger than me dying and just have it because they feel like they just that fab and they got put on the rubber. Like, really? You trust somebody that much, you're going to wear rubber?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Or you sleep with people, you try to warn a girl like Miss Thing, she has house in Virginia. The girls think you hate and the girls think you this, and then next thing you know, they're calling you crying.
Mm-hmm.
I warned you, Miss Thing.
That's right.
It ain't even about warning them, babe. You tell them, bitch, you try to be nice about the situation and tell them a couple of times, that's not right for you, that situation's not right, stay away from that person. And then they still fuck with that person. So then if you were their mother or you're their friend or somebody that they call a leader or somebody they look up to, and then you come out and you tell them, well, that bitch got a house in Virginia, bitch, you got to spill the tea to them for them to actually take and listen, and then they still don't listen. So it's like, bitch, wash your hands with it, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's sad. And that's what I'm saying. It's sad, honey. Half the leaders out here know the situation. Don't tell the girls that either. That's the third thing that pisses you off. But that's a horse in another color.
Let me take, go take some more private callers. I'm sure they're going to be a fool.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Lala. Hey, Divine.
Hey, how are
hey,
you?
Hey, mother. How are ya?
I'm good. Blessing up. Just glad I am from New Orleans. It was cool out there. I had a good time.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to do this VA, I believe. I think I'm doing VA this weekend.
I know, that's right, honey. Hold on, we're going to take a commercial break with the North Carolina Wars Bowl, and we're going to come back with the rest of these 20 callers that we have.
Yes, ma'am.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Segment. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And certain other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, we're back from our commercial break. Our next caller is 202-573. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. I'm calling in regards to the feminine destruction wave of Arnak. Well, the wave of freaking chaos that she's given. She's my house member, so I don't know her that personally, but she's a nice person, so, and when she comes out, she razzles and dazzles the crowd, and she gets the crowd's attention, and she's, you know, up there with the mainstream girls. Like, she's up there with Laomi and all those girls. And they, like, she goes up there with Deja and Shania and Yolanda, and them. Like, she goes, like, she's up there. Like, she could compete on that same level. But if people learn the history of ballroom scenes, like I'm 24, so my mother is a history teacher, so we had to learn history. Everything I do a history background check. And if you look at Paris is Burning, the ballroom scene was created as an illusion. It was a getaway for the gay community to be whatever they wanted to be. So you can do whatever you want it to be. So she could be the thickest person outside the ballroom scene. But as soon as she steps in that ballroom, she is giving what she is supposed to be giving. That's the way I see it.
Is that all you
had
to say, baby?
I could go on, but I'm really a little bit nervous on the subject because I don't know.
Why are you nervous?
I'm not like a public speaker, so I don't like really public speaking. I'm like the back. I like
why
being on the back.
Why you so nervous?
I like being on the back scene, but I live for you. I love, like, the girls been calling up here. I had to come and say stuff on feminist half, not trying to speak for her, but say it in defense for her, because no, she's not calling in. We already know she's not calling in. And
so what is it that you like most about feminine destruction?
I'm new to the ballroom scene, so I only see through YouTube. My first ball I'm walking is in Philadelphia.
What is it that you like about feminine destruction?
I like the way she razzles the crowd, like she's wanting to move the crowd. Once she gets on the floor, she actually gets the crowd. You see some girls that get on the floor and they don't make the crowd move, but she gets the whole crowd involved. Like, she, like, I seen one on YouTube where she had her, Laomi, what's the girl from Jersey? But it was like four times on the ballroom scene at one time. Like,
hello?
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 Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It was like four of them on the ballroom scene, on the ballroom.
Hello?
Plate. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I got bad service. It was like four of them on the ballroom, on the little stage. It was her, Laomi, and two other girls, or three other girls. It was a lot of girls at one time, but she moved that whole crowd.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
But you don't know her. You don't particularly know her.
I don't know her personally. She's a house member. I'm a New York house member. I don't really know too much of her. I've talked to her like via Facebook.
So you're really more of a fan?
No. I really don't like Vogue.
Well, you have a very strong regard. You felt the necessity to call in and speak on
her
behalf.
It's my house member. Just like if somebody was going at any of your house members, yes, you would call up and you would say, oh, well, you know, what if that's what it is? Like, because.
Nah, I probably would let them do that. My house members, they're pretty good at doing that.
But,
right, Ruby?
I'm here.
Ruby?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here. What happened?
Yeah.
No.
Did I miss something?
Or caller? Was that my caller?
What happened?
Thank you, Dollface. Thank you. It was great.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is 315-585. Rico, you're back on the air.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to tell everybody is that, okay, in the porn industry, Raw on Raw is legal. The CDC is trying to get it abolished. And I talked to some of them because actually one of my exes worked with them. That's how I found out. And they think it's okay. They're not knowing that they can get reinfected. You know what I'm saying? And that's the
mm-hmm.
biggest problem where people think that they can get reinfected.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of you that I know that is infected and on A for A and BGC talking about anything goes and you looking to do Raw and all of this and that, I took pictures of your profile. And if you keep keeping up your antics, I'm going to post them. So please stop spreading disease. You know what I'm saying? Spread the message to wrap it up. That's all I want to say. And Feminine is a really nice person. I do know her. I was just speaking on behalf of people that, you know, should be icons for house hoppers. But you know what I'm saying? As far as like Malachi and Milan and all of them. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Okay, this seems like Tirade Tuesday.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, you might want to get my red book in San Francisco, the TS section. You wanted to talk about the girls. Now you're one of the girls.
Excuse me?
What?
They dropped. They hung up. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, baby, listen. I just think they need to leave Feminine Destruction alone because she has to take so much in the real world with the straight people because I know, baby, they have to throw these bottles at her, baby, because, she, you know, and y'all faggots are just so shady and mean, baby. Just leave the poor girl alone. She has to take so much in life, baby, because they go in on her.
Thank you, Carla. 443-743, you're live on the air.
Hello, hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up,
R? Hey.
I just want to make a comment about Miss Feminine Destruction, and I'm about to boil this down to a nutshell. To me, I think, you know, with the new generation, they are a protege of the old generation. So I've heard Feminine Destruction herself say this. She looked up to Allura, so she's Allura's protege. So with that being said, she has to come into her own foursome and to make her own name to where people can get up off of her for trying to be a lookalike or want to be a case of hustler. I know her. I've seen her in Baltimore. To me, she's a sweetheart. She has a wonderful personality. To me, she's really Zion. But as far as the performance-wise, she has to come into herself and make her own statement within herself so people can really take her seriously. That's how I feel.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
The next caller is 773-319. You're live on the air.
Yeah, just to make a comment about the feminine destruction thing, I personally feel like that people cannot take her. It takes a lot for somebody to come out, and the bars are supposed to be a place where gay people is accepting. You're supposed to be able to come and do what you want to do. She's always very well put together. Every time you see her, she's nice looking. She's a nice person. You know, she might not be the realest of all trannies, may not be the best vulgar, but she comes out and she does it. And she walks, and motherfuckers make motherfuckers not want to come out and walk bars and shit because they always hating. They always judging you or whatever. And this girl walks more bars than damn near anybody. She still walks. She still represents. She still look nice. Like I said, if she was smaller, girls would like her because she big and she's still doing her thing. The girls don't like her. Haters and the old haters really make it bad. The old legendary haters that's supposed to make these younger kids feel like what they're doing is good and make them feel good about themselves. Not saying you look like this and you can't do this, and because you look like this, you can't do that. That's not fair to nobody. That's all I'm going to say. And I love Feminine Destruction as a person and as a vulgar because she does what she does and she has fun with it. And she says, fuck how the next person feels.
Thank you, Carla. And to you bitches out there, Miss Thang, that is on my Facebook page, Miss Thang, and you're motherfucking taking my motherfucking pictures, Miss Thang, and you're putting my pictures up on these motherfucking websites, Miss Thang, you bitches will motherfucking learn my motherfucking rap, bitch. I'm telling you, bitch. Y'all will gag, honey. Trust and believe, baby. You continue to put my pictures on websites and all types of things and attaching pictures with dick pictures and putting them on these escort websites, Miss Say. Y'all are going to learn the motherfucking rap, bitch. Trust me. Okay? Where's my next caller? Next caller I have is a private caller. You're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
This ain't the same thing. I won't be stupid as fuck. And you're
private caller, you're live.
So I know you'll blow their fucking mind.
Okay, the next caller is 650-771. You're live on the air.
Yeah, all they want to do is share some tea and suck some cock. I don't know what all this other shit's about.
Excuse me?
I just want to get down and share some Tina and get going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And who are you looking for?
And some women, some trannies.
So you queens want to play, honey? That's what y'all want to do? Y'all want to play? Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I was calling about your eyes.
What you want?
Oh, my God.
I have chicken wings and pizza.
Who?
Yes, we're going to have a lot of people calling. We're going to have a lot of people calling the radio show from the L.A. and the San Francisco area because the girls put up an ad with the radio station number with my pictures up on it.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yes. But see, that's one thing. The one thing y'all girls, one thing, y'all can put up the radio station number, but, bitch, you're never going to have my phone number, bitch, because the girls don't have my number. So y'all can use the radio station number and post as many ads up as y'all want, Mr. and have the people call in here to the radio show as long as they want, Miss Thing, honey. But guess what? I would never actually have an ad up like you nasty bitches. Okay? The next caller is 404-721. You're live on the air. 404-721, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 212-470, you're live on the air.
What's the purpose of this radio show?
Excuse me?
What's the purpose of the radio show? Y'all just sit and read people?
What's the purpose of you calling in here?
Because I heard that somebody was talking about me on the radio show, so I want to know what's the purpose of it. Like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, y'all on here reading people.
And who talking about who? Who are you? Hello? Honey? Who are you, Miss Thing? I didn't know what I want to know. What the fuck? Talk about somebody talking about her. Miss Thing, nobody was talking about her. Honey, non-motherfucking factor, Miss Thing, honey. Hold on, we got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, I'm back. I'm sorry I had to hang up. My phone had died, so, you know, I came back to get these bitches together because they're friends to me. To the bitch who just called, tell this bitch the purpose of the show is to find her weak ass a daddy because she's daddyless out here. It's the game. We don't even know who the fuck she is. To that other old bitch who got on here, tell all these old girls to stop calling here with their shenanigans, Kelly. They're really pissing me off. They're grinding my gears. Oh, my fucking goodness. I mean, what the fuck is up with all the scary bitches nowadays? I mean, let's elaborate on that, Kelly.
I don't know, honey. They say, I don't know. I really don't know, honey. But I love the pictures that they took, honey. At least they took some good pictures that they put up on my ad that they posted up.
Oh, Kelly, somebody put your ad up?
Yeah, somebody put my ad up with the radio
oh
show
God,
number.
Man,
said I'm charging.
Oh, well, you know what?
It's free of charge. They said I will work for food, and I'm available now in the San Francisco. I'm available now in the San Francisco. Outcalls and calls.
Well, Kelly, I don't know about that. That was not me with your ad up. You know, it was not me, girl. But I'm ready to get these bitches together because the kids is, like, really trying it with you. They don't like you, Kelly. They putting up your ad. That explains the white coked out man who just called up here. I mean, no, Kelly. I mean, what the fuck are we going to do if we don't have no bitches on their shoulders in 2012?
I don't know, honey. But I guess I'm a hot commodity, Miss Thing, because I already got 80 views on my ad already, Miss Thing, and y'all just...
Baby, you better go off of the juicy mother couture. Come on, couture, bitch. You better get your life, Kelly.
Yeah, y'all posting me up an ad, Miss Thing, in L.A., Miss Thing, girl. I ain't even in L.A. yet. Damn, honey, I'm going to be there tomorrow. Well, I won't be in L.A., I'll be in Vegas. Honey, but
well,
I'll be in
Kelly,
Vegas in March, Miss Thing. Y'all posting up an ad
know,
already, Miss Thing.
You know L.A. is where the money at, though.
Girl, but that one thing about me, I would never, bitch, I will go back out to motherfucking doing magic before I sell my motherfucking body.
I know, that's right, bitch. You better treat your body like a temple, because not everybody in today's world know what a temple is. That's why they don't give a fuck about their body. I'm going to need them to go get the definition of temple, honey.
Baby, I'm gonna keep my body to myself, honey, because, baby, at the end of the day, bitch, when it's time to go back and look, if God forbid, if I get an STD or something, Miss Thing, I know exactly what bitch gave it to me, Miss Thing, because I got it all written down in my book, when I had you, how we had it, and what we did.
What's the difference between a temple and a hotel?
Everybody comes through.
Well, you know, some people's bodies are now being played like hotels and revolving doors. You know, they just don't know how to cut the light off. Everybody's trying to be Motel 6 nowadays. So, I mean, I really don't know what the difference between a temple and a hotel is in today's world, you know, in 2012's vocabulary, Webster's New Dictionary.
A temple, everybody can't get in the temple, but everybody can definitely check in that hotel.
Well,
that's only
if their confirmation number goes through. I mean, let's put the realty out there because the kids don't have $40 because they're popping $40 dates.
So, you
oh know, no, they don't need money for a hotel room. They go out there and they do them a nasty approval, and they get them a room for 7 days on the approval, Miss Thing, honey.
Well,
and they check
on,
out
where,
on the fifth
hold
day.
On, hold on. Well, I don't live in the rich state, because where the fuck they do that at? You know, they don't do that over here in the Midwest.
Oh, well, baby girl, the girls don't burn the approvals out so fierce here in the hotels, baby, please. They don't have it with the girls, honey. This is a mess, Miss Thing. The girls... I don't have nothing. I just gag at the girls at the things that they do just to sell their ass.
I have a joke for you. I have a joke. What's the difference between a rooster and a prostitute? A rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo, and a prostitute says any cock will do.
Oh, my God, honey.
Oh, my God, honey. Oh, my God, honey. Oh, no, we got some more callers.
Kelly.
210-269, you're live on the air with us. Okay, they're gone. 504-858, you're live on the air.
Kelly girl, what makes you think somebody want to take your pictures and put on the air?
Baby, because it's up. Why
girl,
somebody want to take your pictures and put on the air?
That's
the very reason why
deal.
You thought your voice was cut enough to call this radio station.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Girl, your mama should have, you know what, that's what your mama should have did when she was fucking your daddy.
Girl,
she should have just shut the fuck up
and
swallowed
you. But
you know what's wrong with a lot of these motherfucking queens that's out here in the state that's ugly and look like gremlins? Their mother should have motherfucking aborted their motherfucking ass instead of bringing their
mama
ass home.
No, Kelly, their mama should have swallowed him. That's what their mama should have did.
Kelly, who did your hair on your new pictures on your Facebook page?
Oh. Why are you worried about that? You need your hair done?
Your hair looks a fool, girl. It's no shame. Girl, what makes you think somebody would waste some money to put up an ad with you on there, girl? It's
baby,
no shame,
y'all
girl. Girl,
you have nothing
fool,
else better
girl.
To do
you
with your motherfucking life. Girl,
you are
the
ballroom kiki.
Nobody. You
girl,
have
you
nobody. You never have nobody.
Kiki.
No one loves
the
you. Not even your mother. Not even your family. Your family don't accept you for being who you are. So you're living
wasn't
on the street and you're living from hotel to hotel, and you're probably sleeping on your house father
didn't
or house
didn't
mother.
Your apartment, didn't your apartment catch a fire? You was on the news calling down a fire escape.
Yes, it did. It did catch on fire, honey. But it's fabulous.
Girl, you're a big girl. And it's no shame, girl. You got the nerve to get out there for realness, and then you want to make a show reading the girls. Ain't said nothing positive on your show since you've been on here. Just sitting on your fat ass reading the girls. Ain't got nothing to do, and the girls who with you ain't got no 9-to-5. Like, it's really, y'all girls are on here reading on this show and ain't got nothing to do?
You want me to talk about something positive? Would you like me to take you to the nearest health center or the nearest agency to get you tested, Miss Thing? Because
you know,
the
man,
life you saved will be
yours. You had a bob.
I can definitely take you to the center, and I can definitely get you all the help you need to get. Okay? Because like I told you, girls, honey,
blind.
I've been dealing with
Hello.
AIDS and HIV for the last
Hello.
17
girl,
years with my real mother.
You have the nerve to put it blind.
Any information that you need,
girl,
and
you
any help that you need,
girl, you
I can definitely direct you in the right way.
All
the information that you need because you need to save your life. Because it's a crying shame.
Who up there on the radio show with y'all? Who up there? Somebody tell me what Kelly here looking like. She still got that blonde with the two strips on the side looking a fool like that.
No, I don't have my blonde.
Girl, Kelly, you is a fool, girl. You is really a fool. And it's no shade, girl. All the girls calling up here. Girl, trying to kiki with you, girl. And really, girl, they're laughing at you. They're not laughing with you, mama. They're laughing at you.
Girls can never laugh at me. You know why the girls can never laugh at me? The girls can never laugh at me because in all my 17 years, Miss Thing, I have never slept on anybody's motherfucking floor, Miss Thing. I always had my motherfucking own, and bitches came and slept on my floor, Miss Thing. I took plenty bitches to go get tested, plenty bitches to go get shot in their motherfucking dick to get rid of the gonorrhea and all the chlamydia and all the crabs and shit they motherfucking had, bitch. So nobody can laugh at me, okay?
Because
I've been the bitch that's been Captain Save a Ho, and I've been saving you motherfucking hoes' life, bitch. And I can save your life too, if you want me to.
And have the nerve to put your hair blonde. Girl, you a
okay.
Baby like cat too.
You
want to
talk about my motherfucking
cat
Remy here that I had in my head
cat,
this
girl,
past weekend. I can do what
girl,
I want to
do
with my motherfucking
I do hear. That was not Remy. You're not going to sit here and tell me that blonde hair was Remy, girl, because it was not.
Yeah. Honey. Your hair's not swaying, you ugly rock.
Girl,
What about that? What about that cat suit you had on at that ball, girl, when Andre voted over you?
Andre didn't vote over me. I walked off.
Yes,
baby.
You did. Please. You walked off because you knew he was going to vote over you, Miss Thing. You knew it wasn't for you that night.
But it doesn't matter. But last night, two nights ago.
It does matter, girl, because you didn't win. It does matter because you didn't win.
But 2 nights ago was my night when I sat all three of those girls down and came out. It was my night.
You ruined it. You ruined it, Miss Thing. The only little life you was getting was because you was a Mizrahi. Andrea and Jack was giving you your life, and girl, you have to maintain it to couture. You will never be on nobody's panel. You will never be on nobody's mind. Girl, you are really the ballroom Kiki. Girl, you are really the ballroom Kiki, and I can't believe the girls are really calling up here. Like,
you'll never be
on live.
I can't believe
you really talked up here, girl. You sound
like
a
It
was a cat suit. You're all up 350 pounds.
Are you mad, homie?
Little boy.
I lost all my credibility because I'm not in that house anymore.
Callie, girl. You
I never want to be on nobody's judge's panel. I just want to let you know, I just got
that category.
Asked a few minutes ago to judge a ball next month. I'm on the judges panel in the ball coming up the first weekend in March in New York City. I'm on the judges panel the second weekend in Chicago. I'm on the judges panel at the Legendary Mother Divine's ball in Chicago. Also,
she feels bad.
What credibility I lost, Miss Thing? Actually, if you want to get technical, by me leaving the house, of that house, Miss Thing, I have gained a lot more respect from a lot of other
girl,
people
you gained a
because
lot
the world always thought I was
and
in somebody's shadow,
but
individual,
and
I'm not.
You gained a lot of respect and a lot of more weight.
Okay.
Had the nerve to put on that cat suit with that blonde hair looking like that with all that crap in there. And then put some blue contacts in your eyes, girl.
You got anything else you want to say? You
that
boring me. You're not
black.
Fun.
That don't match
with your
complexion.
This is boring. Oh my God, he sounds.
Hold on. We hold on. Somebody's hitting me up. They want to come on, honey.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge. Wanna go down line? London. Wanna go down line? London.
Kelly girl.
Like a lady.
Kelly girl. Kelly girl.
Lady, you're supposed to vote like a lady, stay in one spot. Oh no, it's a chop.
Okay, Kelly, you can cut it. Kelly?
Yes, hello, London.
Hello, everyone on the phone. Kelly, what the bloody is that with these nasty cum guzzling, autumn's apple halving, no hair halving, these nasty cross dressers? Why are they calling you reading you, Kelly?
Because they got nothing else better to do, London.
Hello,
London.
So who's the man that's on the phone right now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You call
me Vengeance. You know, I'm here to give them hell in 2012.
No, are you a drag or are you a boy?
Oh, no, I'm a boy. I would never get up and look like feminine destruction. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Leave feminine alone, Vengeance.
Okay, I'm going to leave feminine alone. I would never get up and look like... I'm just going to keep it there. That man is here.
Yes. The girls, they got nothing else better to do in London. You know, they put me up an ad in L.A. and everything, honey. I'm loving it, honey.
We've had several clients call so far. Yes, we've had
seven clients call, and I just refreshed the page, Miss Thing, and I already got 115 views on my ad and everything. Hold on, we have another call. Let's see. 210... 269, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, this Teflon. I heard you talking about the taking people down to the clinic to get tested and stuff. I wanted to know if you could take my friend Pleasure Garcon.
Ooh.
OMG, Miss Thing. I'm not even.
What the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is up with Pleasure HIV status? That's what we try to figure out.
No, she's not that. I'm not even gonna. baby. I'm not even going there. I already seen it. Somebody had inboxed me.
I'm not even talking about HIV or anything. I mean, I'm just talking about STDs, period. I mean, he's been around, so I'm just wanted to know if you could take my friend to go get tested.
Well, Pleasure's in the New York City area. Definitely tell him to hit me up, and I will definitely take him to the nearest clinic. And I will definitely help him out if he needs help.
It depends on how close of a friend you are. Maybe you need to go, too.
Oh, no, I don't need to go.
I'm actually tired of hearing these rumors call in Reed when they are the Reeds themselves.
Oh, really, London?
Yeah, really.
But anyway, thank you.
He sounds a little stuffy anyway.
I'm going to fuck y'all. I can't deal with Vengeance and London at the same time. Are y'all two? Baby, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, I'm sitting here listening to this radio show, and I'm real disappointed. I didn't post that motherfucking ad for you to sit here and carry, bitch. You need to get this motherfucking money and quit motherfucking playing. Second of all, London, bitch, I didn't call to fix you, so hold your motherfucking... You know what kills me?
Is you try to call on like you're a girl, but you sound like my father.
And call the bitch in London, the bitch who's
you
trying to be mean.
Okay, but like I said, Kelly, you need to get on this money, bitch. You got 115 views.
I don't need to get on that money. You need to get up on that money. You should have used my pictures with your number. Maybe you'll have more clients.
No, she should have, instead of her putting you want food,
she should put you want to get that Adam's apple shaved down.
Yeah, what you gotta say now?
Kelly, you need to get this motherfucking money. That's all I'm gonna say. That's the bottom of the motherfucking line.
Little man, bottom line is before you press one, next time you get for the sucking dick, you make sure you gargle with Listerine, honey, because we can smell the cum in the back of your throat.
No, not Listerine. They need Epsom salt. They need to gargle with Epsom salt. It kills the germs 100%.
But that's not the type of money. That's not the type of money I want because you know you get those $3 bills that you get with those dates, Miss Thing, and they come with those $3 names. And I don't want that type of money. Okay, the next caller is 504-858. You're live on the air.
Kelly, girl.
What's going on?
Oh, no, girl, go home.
What's the
Yeah, go back.
Who is that trying to sound like Nicki Minaj? Girl, shut the fuck up. Fucking go to Cali.
What's going on? I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah, bitch, because your neck's so fat, bitch, you can't even get your words out. And it's like,
okay, what really kills me is that they all listen to the show. They're actually sitting there listening to the show. You're actually a listener. Kelly, she's a listener. Hang up. She's a listener.
Frequent listener, Mistake. Girl, y'all, I'm gagging at you girls, Miss Thing. You girls are really wasting y'all coins, and y'all don't put up another ad, Miss Thing, and y'all really sitting here and y'all wasting y'all coins, Miss Thing, posting up all these different ads, Miss Thing.
Oh, they're not wasting their coins. They're using their ads. They took the fad pictures, Miss Thing, and they're posting up the ads.
And I'm gagging at you girls, Miss Day. You girls need to be posting these ads up for yourself, Miss Day, because y'all just made a new one, Miss Day, with a new picture, Miss Day, and this one already has 125 views, Miss Day. So, bitch, imagine if I was to put up a motherfucking ad, Miss Day.
Nobody would work that night.
Y'all girls want to sit here and y'all want to read, Miss Day. Y'all just posting these ads, Miss Day, and do y'all see my numbers already with my pictures, Miss Day? So just imagine if I did put up an ad, Miss Day. Girls, y'all
need to change.
Y'all need to change the phone number from the radio station number to y'all number.
And if
y'all make some coins, Miss Day, and y'all won't be hungry. Honey, hold on. We got a new caller. Private caller, your line was the air.
Now let's get this money, honey.
Oh, I don't need it. You need it.
Let's get this money, bitch. That's
Kelly, stop giving her her life. Let her
You gotta go. Use what you got.
All right, go back to the chambers for you, you dragon.
What?
Back to the chambers.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. To the person that just sent me the private message on the thing, we already talked about that already, about Jody and his video. We talked about that already.
Looking for an appointment. What's up?
Child, they're trying to set up an appointment. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, senior ad on the internet.
No one wants to fuck you.
Hello?
Oh, my God. And fucking G. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I just wanted to reply to the last caller, and they were talking about Kelly with your blonde hair. I just looked at your pictures on Facebook. I think you look nice.
Thank you very much.
A lot of people can't take. You look really nice at the Rumble. Even though it was nobody there, you still look really nice.
Thank you. I was mad that I wore that wig, honey. I was mad that I wore my new wig, honey, because, you know, my daughter Lay did my hair, honey. I was mad I wore my new wig and it was nobody there. Honey, I was over it, honey, because I could have saved that wig for the motherfucking awards ball, honey, in Philly.
Oh, but that brings me to my next question. Why Rumble's, Escalita's period now 21 and over? Do you know anything about that?
Yes, it's now 21 and older.
No, but
they
why?
They caught 15-year-olds with drinks.
Oh, shit. All right, then. I guess I'll be back there in July.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see you in July. We're still there.
All right.
Okay. The next caller is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling about your ad on the right back. Yo, what's up?
Yes. Yes, baby. What can I do for you?
How much for full service?
Full service?
Is it two of you?
I do have no teeth.
Yes.
It's 150 for the half, 200 for the hour. I'm full service and fully functional.
Are you both fat bitches?
Yeah, we both are, honey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bust a nice load in your motherfucking eye.
And we have another girlfriend that has no teeth.
So you like bareback?
Honey, no, I don't do nothing bareback now, bitch. Now your girls are carrying, honey. We don't do bareback and we don't do motherfucking raw. Yeah, you nasty queens, Miss Thang. Honey, I can point you in the directions of some queens that do. Bitch, now y'all bitches are carrying on now, Miss Thang. Ain't nothing raw and ain't nothing bareback over here.
The
cola.
Hi, I'm just calling to see if you do couples.
Yes,
no, we don't
do
couples, but your mother
does.
Yes,
we do, Kelly. Kelly, we do couples. All money is good money, girl. Let's be like the Bush.
That's
girl.
Honey.
Do
that's
tonight.
Honey. That's honey.
Are you and your mother coming over?
Hello.
You and your mother coming?
Honey, I fucking asked if you fucking do couples, you fat bitch. Now you.
Next.
Oh. Oh, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Maybe not.
Hello.
I made
him a call.
Yes.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Is Devon up there?
No.
Who?
Who this is, Kelly?
Yeah.
No. This is Sharonda. Who is this?
Oh, this your boy. Hey, Kelly, how many packs of hair do it take to do your hair because your head's so big?
It takes three packs of motherfucking Remy, honey, to do my hair, whether it's virgin, whether it's Indian, but it's always motherfucking Remy. And like I keep telling you, if your hair don't sway, hit my daughter Layup on Facebook and your hair will definitely sway.
I like Divine, though. Divine sex. Y'all need to have more sexy folks on the show if y'all going to do a show. Y'all got Kelly hosting this motherfucker. Ain't nobody never going to call in and say nothing positive with a big bitch like that.
But you just called in, girl.
Nobody never call in like you because I don't understand a damn word you're saying.
Come on.
You hear exactly what I'm saying, bitch. That's why you answer me.
I have a question for you. How many dicks can you take before you speak straight? You little
Divine. Divine, the most sexiest person on the show. Everybody else on that bitch is a brick.
you're giving that a lot of life.
Hey, Kelly, you used to date a dyke.
Excuse me?
do you date a dyke, a girl?
Why you worrying about what I date?
Bitch, because you on the show worrying about everybody else, so let's ask you some questions, goddamn it. How long y'all been dating?
Oh, me and my
man, shut your bitch ass. So your ass been on the show all day and got
sure
shit to do your gay ass up there with the females acting like a female. Shut
you're
your fucking mouth, bitch.
I bet you won't have me on my
show. You faggot, man. What divine is? I want to speak to divine. What the sexy ass is?
Oh, my God.
You're calling
me
a gay fag.
Hold on,
you want to
ask me questions about me and my lover?
Okay, let the bitch
know. Hey, Divine.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, Divine, you sexy than a motherfucker.
Thank you.
Hey, but what's up with your girl, Kelly? She dating girls and shit. She ain't even a girl. She dating girls. I thought she was gay.
Why you worried about what Kelly is?
Because you worried about everybody else. What size shoes you are?
I actually wear 10 in boys and 11 and a half in girls.
Oh, you don't wear shit in girls.
any other questions you have?
I've been your dick here, nigga.
That's a trans man.
Ask your mother.
I bet her dick is bigger than yours, you little queen.
Yeah,
I know you're a queen.
Your mother, she was just stopping in last night.
I know.
702-275 on the air. 702-272, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, for that motherfucker that called in and said the volume was all this and all the end.
We're not gonna have that, Miss Thing. Y'all can play with me, baby, because, you know, I'm the host. Y'all can sit here and play with me because I don't have a problem, but y'all not going to sit here and y'all not going to disrespect my co-host that's on the show. That's what we're not going to do. I'll let y'all play with me because I don't give a fuck, Miss Thing, but y'all not going to sit here and play with nobody else, bitch.
Oh,
my
God. Probably calling
you live on the air.
What's that all about?
What's going on, private caller?
Yeah, I'm saying they just need to leave you alone, Mother U-Haul.
Damn, she was a fat bitch.
She was. That bitch sounded like she was on oxygen.
Yeah, baby.
She was a fab motherfucking bitch, Miss Thing. She slayed drag realness for years, Miss Thing. Definitely a fab lady.
That's right, baby. I slay it for years, honey.
Nice. You was an ugly, miserable queen.
No, that's an old, ugly, miserable queen. That just sounds like she's 70.
I'm standing right here behind the Piggly Wiggly, baby. Over here by Miss Jenkins, baby. What's up? You want to come home?
You know what, Kelly? That is the perfect definition of your brain on ballroom drugs.
Baby, brain on ballroom drugs, baby.
Oh,
that bitch is in a motherfucking K-hole, Miss Thing. Bitch. Got no motherfucking, she ain't got no memory going on. 909-205, you're live on the air.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Mother. Divine, you know who this is. For the girl who has something to say about Divine, you come to Cali. I'll show you why she's all this and all that.
I don't know why drugs and female figures like to fight. That makes them look strong.
Well, drags are strong anyway. You know, half of them are linebackers. So.
504-858, you're live on the air.
Hey, may it beat the Kelly, please.
Oh, God.
At the present moment, Kelly can't come to the phone and take your call.
Kelly, you was on the show talking about my grandbaby. I want to speak to you, Kelly.
What you do is leave a name and a number, and at my earliest convenience, I'll get back to you and your ugly mother's ass.
I know who that sounds like. That sounds like the guy who thought he was a guy that thought he was a guy when he called in.
Divine, she ma'am.
Bye. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I'm gonna call her Marie Divine. All I'm saying, she fucks fish just like Kelly fucks fish. So what's the difference? I don't see why y'all bitches talking mouths and walking around trying to be fair queens and running around these motherfucking steps. I mean, like, what gives? But that's not for me. I'm not the one that gossip. Y'all didn't hear that from me. I'm just saying, a little birdie put it in my ear. I'm gonna put it in y'all. Call it what you want.
You know why?
Okay,
you know why I do the things that I do?
Because
I experienced being Butch Queen, and I experienced dating the trade mistake, and all they want to do is think a femme queen is a motherfucking pocketbook, and that you're going to shake your pocketbook, and you're going to provide for them. I don't need that in my life. I have a good man that works for the state of New York City that gets up every morning at 5:40 in the morning and goes to work, and he provides for me the best way he can, and he loves me. And we've been together 2 years and 2 years and a month, and when we go to Mother Divine Chanel's ball in Vegas on the 21st of March, we're getting married in Vegas, bitch, and that's all that matters. As long as I'm happy and I'm content, why the fuck you worrying about it, bitch? Half of you bitches ain't got nobody, don't know what it feels like to lay up next to somebody because you're laying up with somebody every other motherfucking day, mistake. Who wants a bitch that sells their motherfucking ass but another person that's going to sell their ass right along with them?
Okay.
I'm happy for you, Kelly.
Okay, you bitches running around here, y'all selling y'all ass, you got up an ad, your man got up an ad, and both of y'all fucking and sucking all day long, bitch, and then y'all sleeping all motherfucking night long. Bitch, y'all done passed so many motherfucking diseases back and forth between y'all with the clients y'all done motherfucking had. Bitch, y'all wouldn't even know who gave y'all something if y'all did have something, because y'all done fucked everybody on motherfucking Airlook, everybody on Back Pages, everybody on motherfucking Craigslist. Y'all bitches need to get y'all motherfucking life together, bitch. Okay? That's what y'all need to do. Because half of you bitches are running around here with shit, not saying nobody have it, but y'all don't know who gave it to y'all, and y'all couldn't pinpoint the person that gave it to y'all because y'all all slept with everybody. Stop sleeping around getting y'all motherfucking life together. If you're going to sleep around and do the things you're going to do, it's a temporary source to get where you need to get. Take it, save your money up, bank your money, and do something. Stop trying to run to every motherfucking ball. Stop trying to be in every motherfucking state, making sure your man got on a new pair of sneakers and a new outfit, bitch, and you ain't even got a roof over your motherfucking head to call your motherfucking off, bitch. That's
Kelly,
the problem with you girls.
Kelly, you said that.
Private calling,
yeah.
You live on the air. I'm not reading with you girls anymore. So if y'all calling to read this thing, I'm hanging up on you. I ain't reading no more. Private calling, you live on the air.
I like I see it.
Bye.
Oh, God.
212-470,
yes.
You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Oh. I just want to tell you I like you. Everybody keep calling reading you, but I like you, though.
Girl, didn't you just call here?
Wait, didn't you say hi?
I so did, you fat bitch.
Mm.
You so fat,
oh,
you stepped on the scale and the skills part that.
Kelly,
mm,
he mad because
yeah.
He wants you to fuck him, really, and he's mad that you're a fat.
Your nigga's so
you
fat.
Look, that's why he's so worried about your dick, Kelly. You hear the main thing he's talking about. One of these thirsty-ass butch queens, all he's speaking of is your dick, because he wants you to stick that motherfucker in his mouth. Next.
Baby, I value my life.
He's crazy.
I love you live on the air.
Baby, but isn't that true, walking every ball, baby?
Kelly, what happened to the topics that we had?
These girls are just so late.
Yeah,
so
what was the topic?
The topic was girls that have so many names attached to them. The girls that are sitting out here, that was one topic. Girls that have house hot over the years of them being out. The other topic was stupid things that girls do in the ballroom scene that lands them in motherfucking jail, okay? Because earlier today on Facebook, Jody Palenciaga put up a video out about him making payroll checks, and he has the check papers and everything and showed all of this stuff in the scanner and all of this stuff on Facebook. And I just said that was just stupid. of him to do that. And everybody said, oh, well, he took it down a few minutes after he took it down. But, yes, he did take it down, but the girls took their iPhones, the same iPhone that he used to record the video with, and they copied the video off of Facebook, and now it's all back all over Facebook. So best to believe that somebody will be coming to knock on his.
And who is the number one house hopper of 2011?
Malone.
And don't forget the girls who have too much plastic surgery done, you know, the plastic girls.
And then that was another topic, who has too much plastic surgery, honey? We got 2 minutes left to the show before the show is locked down, but, you know, we can still sit here for another hour afterwards. So everybody that's on the phone line, after 2 o'clock, you're going to be locked in. So if you hang up, you ain't going to be able to call back in. So you got 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and then the show's going to be locked down. We can still sit here and have our conversation. So if you're on the phone lines and you'd like to talk about any one of those topics that I just mentioned, you can feel free to definitely press 1. And all of you non-motherfucking factor private callers, please stop pressing 1, Miss Thing, because now I'm going to take a motto from my sister Nicole. We're not taking no more private callers. Private callers are done for tonight. If you's a bold bitch, unblock your number in the next minute and 51 seconds and call in here and read a motherfucking bitch. That's when you know you're a bold motherfucking bitch. Other than that, private callers, you're done. Okay? Now play with that one. And if y'all bitches keep playing with me, starting next motherfucking month on the 23rd when this thing, I will never take a motherfucking number private caller. The only way you'll call in here if your number shows up on the motherfucking switchboard. If your first 3 numbers show up, your area code and the first 3 numbers show up, that's how we're going to start taking motherfucking callers. Other than that, I play with private callers no more because I ain't got time for it. So, but our topic is definitely on hand, honey. But we can also, you know what I want to also talk about? Divine, London, and Avengers. I also want to talk about young queens that is 17, 18, 19, and 20 having a slew of gay children.
Let me
talk about that, because that's ridiculous. What do you think about that,
What about?
About all of these children that 17, 18, 19, and 20 talk about, oh, that's my gay child or that's my gay mother.
Well, I feel you haven't even learned what it means to be an adult, and all of a sudden you have all these kids. That's just like that program that comes on MTV, you know, and I'm 16 and pregnant. Honey, you don't
know. How about when their kids are their age, when they're the same age and they have kids the same age?
They're just trying to act like they know what they're saying, but they sound real stupid. And all you have to do is just look at them and say, okay,
Well, let's see what some of these callers got to say. 909-205, you're live on the air. Okay, that caller has dropped, and they are done for the night. Don't hang up the phone because you won't be able to get back in. 678-995, you're live on the air.
Yeah, bitch, you didn't think I would call from my motherfucking number, bitch, but I did. But I did. Now, and I hope I'm locked in, bitch. I was a bold bitch and called for my number. Let's not be a hater, you know.
Let's give her a round of applause,
What's
congratulations.
Up, bitch? Like I was saying, fucking fish is a no-no, honey, when you're a femme queen. All right, next topic of the night. Next topic.
Paula,
next
you
topic.
Sound so strong.
Oh, don't worry, honey. Don't worry, baby. We're going to know who that ugly brick is, Miss Thing. She called for one of her work numbers, Miss Thing. Girl, she didn't call for her primary number. She called from her work phone, Miss Thing. I'll have all her ads and everything by the time I get off the show.
Oh, yes. I love it.
I'll show you bitches exactly how the fuck I work, Miss Thing. She called from one of her work numbers, Miss Thing, that she got her ad up with, Miss Thing. And I'll have all her information, Miss Thing, and every ad and everything that's attached to her phone number.
Yes,
Miss
ma'am.
Thing.
Inspector Kelly.
Yes, honey. Good. So, Oh no, no, I can't do that, Keisha. I can't do that, honey. But I'll look into it, honey. I'll find it.
I have a topic.
Yes, go ahead.
What's the difference between a Kiki and a Reed?
A Kiki is something everybody can laugh at, including the person it's about. A Reed is a total insult.
But, like, you know how...
Like if you and your homegirl walking and that bitch trip and almost fall, that's a Kiki. Now, you reading her, that's a Reed.
That bitch is not a Kiki. That bitch that calls it is not a Kiki. She's a Reed.
No, she probably looks a Kiki.
Right. A Kiki is a joke, and a Reed is basically the truth. You know, they say the truth is kind of hard to take. So when you Kiki with somebody, that's a joke. But when you're reading them, you're spilling out their facts, you know, their shortcomings, something that is really hurtful to them.
Bitch. Oh, my God. 678-995.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know I'm here.
We know you're here.
I'm here.
I did that for Kiki.
Let me know. I got my eyes on you.
Who is that?
She's for Kiki.
She's actually using her date voice in her date phone.
Whatever, London, bitch, won't even review who you are, bitch. So won't you suck a motherfucking seat?
Oh, no, baby. I'm not.
Bitch, when you
want
to step to the motherfucking plate and call in with your number unblocked, honey, then you address me, bitch.
Honey.
And so then you take a seat, bitch, and stay at a child's place.
I don't. I really don't.
Nah.
I don't care.
Nah.
I don't care. It's okay. Your
bitch,
life
put
is
a dick
going
in your
to
mouth
be fine.
Yeah. Raw,
it
sick,
gets better.
Dirty dick, bitch.
Why you want to read everybody? What's really going? Because y'all say I never be positive. What's going on in your life that you have so much anger and hostility in your voice?
Girl,
I told you what I wanted to know this motherfucking
tea between you and Andre and motherfucking Jasmine. I want the nitty gritty. And when you give me this tea, honey, I'm gonna stop playing. But until your messy motherfucking ass stop trying to. Avoid the question at hand.
I can hear it past that.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No, you want to be messy with everybody else's tea? We need your tea tonight.
Hello. Wait. Little man, didn't you hear the show
we
where they
tonight.
Said they had creative differences? They have
It's more to the story.
Let me tell you.
Kelly, send that dragon box to the chambers.
Listen, she's trying to call and read so she can get a spot on the show because she's very, very jealous by you. And you know, well, bitch, why you keep calling? Why you keep calling her?
My point is that
you're one of the Coke girls. You're a
Coke girl. Bitch, on your time, not mine.
Put her back on hold. Y'all didn't catch the key word that she said in her.
She's high.
She's high.
She's a Coke monster. I just called her a Coke monster.
She's high.
That's her problem.
She had her little fat date, Miss Thing. She sniffed her some motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. And, you know, she's feeling, you know, feeling herself.
She's probably high on Papa's.
Oh, what? My ad got 206 views. Word. Y'all is pumping my ad, Miss Thing, girl. I'm glad y'all pumping it, honey. Pump she, honey. Y'all need to add y'all phone number to it, Miss Thing. I don't know why the girls, you know what it is? The girls, this is what the girls want. The girls want to see myself and Jasmine and Andre and Jack. They want to see us go back and forth at it. So that's why they keep bringing up the situation, because they want to see us go back at it, honey. But the girls don't understand, the girls don't realize at the end of the fucking day, whatever happens between the four of us is between the four of us. It has nothing to do with you non-motherfucking factor faggot girls. And that's what y'all want to see. Y'all want to see us be head-to-head with each other. And regardless of the fact, whatever happens today or tomorrow, regardless of the fact, Andre is always, even though we're not speaking right now, Andre is always going to be my father, okay? And that's what y'all girls fail to realize, Miss Thing. Just because we're not speaking right now, at the end of the day, we will align forces back together. I will never be in that house again, but we will align forces back together again. And then y'all same girls that sitting here and y'all stirring the pot, y'all going to be the ones looking like assholes. We have another caller, 504-784. You're live on the air.
Yes, is this Christian Radio?
What? What you said?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is the pastor from Houston, Texas.
This is who from Houston, Texas?
This is the pastor from Houston, Texas. Capital D, lowercase a, capital P, lowercase a, S, T, O, R. And I called in because I want to talk about when you have made the topic of the young gay people having young gay kids.
Yes.
You know what? I really disagree with that situation. Because if everybody the same age having kids, who's going to be the majority? Who's going to be the mind of the factor? And I believe that's why a lot of stuff starts because you don't have a mind sitting in to tell the kids, you know, this not worth it. Now, see, when I was younger like that and the kids like that, we used to just fight because we thought it was all that. If I tell somebody to get killed, then the communities won't pull together and everybody won't cry and send flowers. But I done brought something to this issue that handled it. I ain't going to fight all that. I'm going to just put the see, you can't beat the power of a pen. So I'm going to just put the white people in your life. Because, see, when you got people that kids, they're 9 to 10 times, they don't have nothing. And when you establish, you out there fighting and doing all that, they don't have nothing to lose. And then you've been out there fighting, going to jail and lost your house and everything. And you can't go live with them because they don't got shit. Hello?
Oh, that was deep.
Oh, well, come on up out the water, baby. Put on life jacket. I need somebody to help me. Y'all understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
We understand.
I get you.
They're just stupid. I really like this type of stuff. Y'all holding conversations. Usually I'll just be reading back. Oh, but that Miss Thing, you had to read. What's her name? Miss Nikki? Miss Kelly? Yeah, Miss Thing, you had read, though, baby.
Yeah, you know, from time to time, you know the girls call in here and they want to rob me up just, you know, just to have, you know, something to do, Miss Thing. So, you know, I give them what they want. Yeah, so, you know, I knew it was going to be a light night, honey. So, you know, I just entertain them, you know, from time to time. It's not going to be something that's going to happen all the time. But from time to time, I will sit here and I will entertain the girls. But, you know, because they ain't got nothing else better to do with themselves.
If I can't see you better than me, I can't sit and entertain them because I can't stand when people's education fails them.
But it's all about...
They can't fail them because they don't have no education.
It's all about being a host. I can definitely give the girls Jerry Springer, and I can also give the girls Oprah Winfrey when I have to.
Yes, ma'am. I feel that.
Honey. So, you know, I was just having some fun with the girls because at the end of the day, when I get off this radio show, I'm going to go back to being Kelly Knight, and I'm going to get into bed with my husband. He's going to get up at 5:40 for work. I'm going to get up at 8:30, and we're going to live our life.
And you're supposed to. And keep investing in the 401k. That's what I say, bitch. Every one less nigga to worry about, and go ahead and invest in the 401k.
And these girls don't know nothing about that because their life just started at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock this evening when they woke up because they slept all day long.
Or somebody's floor.
Yes, or somebody's floor in an approval motherfucking hotel. You know what kills me? And I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, bitch. I have gay kids and I have house kids that are escort and do the things they do, right? And you know what kills me with them, bitch? Because when I call their phone during the day when I'm out and I'm handling my business and doing what I'm doing, a bitch don't answer the phone. What type of motherfucking hoe you are that you don't answer your motherfucking phone? A real motherfucking hoe, whenever that phone ring, whether you sleep or not, they going to answer that phone and they going to get that money.
Well,
I bloody think this world is really coming to an end.
Girl, you don't have to think the world coming to an end. You need to know it's coming to an end because it's coming.
No, because pastors are calling Tinder chops now. It's a lot.
They're calling what?
I said pastors are calling Tinder chops now, so it's a wrap.
Well,
oh, I'm sorry,
it ain't nothing wrong with a good
phone
calling into the radio show. Everybody needs a hand.
Well, no, it's not
but
just in the gay community you get names like that for certain things that you go through.
This is not, no, this is not a format for a pastor.
Well,
it's a,
well, you can't tell me what my format is of my life because you don't know my history. So you'll never understand what I'm going through or why I have my name. Now, the first thing you should do is ask, how did my name come about, and then I'll be able to tell you that. But you just can't take it as that. And I didn't say pastor like pastor. I say the pastor. Capital D, lowercase A, honey. Part of a conversation is listening skills.
Okay, go along.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor, for definitely calling in.
Yeah, girl.
Okay. Oh, it's the hottest spot on a Tuesday night. 678-995.
I wonder
First of all, I'm supposed to clear the motherfucking air. I've been smoking weed, bitch. I don't put coke in my motherfucking mouth. I don't pop pills. Don't do crack, bitch. Don't shoot
Kelly,
me.
Kelly, how is he getting back on?
London.
They hang out,
like I said, you speak when you spoken to London, stay in a child's place. Kelly?
No, I'm actually not. No, little woman.
Your husband, bitch. That's a lesbian you're climbing in the bed, bitch. Not a man, honey. You're going to go climb in the bed with your dyke, honey.
And you go climb in the bed with that date, honey, for $50.
Exactly. I'm gagging. It's so empty in Escalitas right now. There's not really no girls. They got all the girls is voguing around on the floor. This thing is so empty in Escalitas right now. And it's a mess. Hold on, we have another caller. 281-900. Yeah.
Oh, did I? Did you press one? Oh, I didn't press one.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh wow, it's me. I didn't know that was on.
Yes, you're on.
And
okay.
Who?
Hi. Well, what do I talk about?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Ask me a question, Oprah. I heard that you say you could, be Oprah. Ask me a question.
You want me to ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing with your life outside of the scene?
Well, I'm a musician, singer.
Are you a struggling musician, or are you actually a musician that's getting benefits?
Yeah, well, there's always a struggle. There's always a starting point. You know what
I
mean?
No, it's a difference with being a musician and being a struggling musician. It's a totally different.
Yeah, that's true, but you know what?
Wait, you said you're a musician. What clubs do you play at? What instrument do you play?
I'm a singer, but I've traveled to France, different places like that. Where have you been?
Oh, sing right now. Sing something. I
serious?
Live right near France, so I'm there like mostly every like weekend.
No,
I just really,
hold up. He's saying that his occupation is he's an artist as far as his art form is singing. And
there you
he
go.
Said, is he a struggling singer? Everybody has to pay their dues. He's coming on here to be openly and honest, and he's saying that he does something outside of the ballroom scene, which consists of him using his talent that he's trying to perfect. Once he perfects his talent, then it will pay off for him, but he has no problem paying his dues at this point. Allow him to finish his flow.
Paula, do you have a manager?
Well, what I'm really trying to talk about is within the community, I believe that we should definitely begin to promote unity. We should definitely start really thinking above the ballroom scene, thinking above that, thinking above the immediate thing that's going on in life, and just start thinking about just advancement within ourselves spiritually. I don't know. People just place too much emphasis on the ballroom scene, and it just definitely consumes them. And they stray away from who they really were, who they really are, and what they're really supposed to be doing in life, because I believe that each and every one of us do have a true purpose. You know what I mean?
My trip now.
I mean, other than being what you're trying to pretend to be, I believe that we all have something that God gave us before the foundation of the world was set, that we can be and be successful in that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Wow.
But what a lot of people don't realize is
the gays like to talk about meth and promote that and give light to that, but it's weird when somebody else comes along and promotes
things that
are
helpful. I actually know what you mean.
Who are you? What's your name?
That's London.
Wait, are you speaking to me in that tone?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, ma'am. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm nervous. I don't really talk to people like this many people on the phone at one time. You feel me? Hello?
I think sometimes we have to learn how to let out the fences down and listen to the caller because he's being genuine with his call.
I'm actually not upping. I'm actually trying to be nice.
I don't know. You know what? But that
agreeing
being said,
with him.
That being said, that's the undertone of the whole scene. Like, everybody's trying to be shady.
He called in and tried to attack Kelly in the beginning. Like, you
absolutely
want to be
not.
Oprah,
not at all.
So
not at all. You got the wrong guy, boo.
No, I respect
everybody. It's for me to do. But that's the undertone of the ballroom scene. Shade and mess. And it's just not conducive to people becoming productive people in life.
I think there are a lot of people in the ballroom community that have an outside life. And if you break it down, it would probably be 60-40. 60% of the ballroom team are still trying to find themselves, and 40% has already decided where they're going and how to get there. You know, and I'm one of the 40% because at the end of the day, when I first got into balls, for the first 10 years, it was all about balls. But then one day you wake up and you say, "Hey, I haven't accomplished anything. I need to go back."
Who has a computer on?
Excuse me?
It's an echo.
Yeah,
that
I don't know why.
He had an echo.
Oh.
He had a bad echo. We had to take him off because he had a really bad echo.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. 832-602. You're live on the air.
Hey, this is Dino, a.k.a. Nick Chanel from the Gulf Coast region. All I wanted to know is it true that the House of LaBeija actually reopened? Because it's someone down here that's calling herself the overall mother, and she's very, very late. And I don't see that coming from such an iconic house. And then the chapter that they opened down here is late. Like, everything about it is late. I just want to know, is it true that this house is open back up?
Well, I'm not sure that's going to be a true statement because in order for them to have to open up the House of LaBeija, they would have to come through the New York founding members of the House of LaBeija. And if no one of the founding members of the House of LaBeija has given them approval, then it's not so. So what you might want to do is call in on the Monday show and find that out.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next caller is 917-693. You're live on the air.
I'm back. This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, Divine, and hi, London.
Hey.
I want to comment. I have an opinion. The caller who London felt that he was being shady, he made a comment, and he said everyone just focuses on the ballroom scene, and I would have to totally disagree. I think in this day and age, everyone's about making a quick coin so they can look good. And it's sad that people, our generation, well, this generation, gets off trying to impress their enemies where they should be trying to impress the right people. And it's sad that people get off trying to impress their enemies who can do nothing for them. But the people they should be trying to impress, they don't give a fuck about. And this is why our community is where we at now, especially in our community and in the black race. Everything we do is the opposite.
And that's why we will always be in the back.
That's all you had to say, Keisha?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Keisha. The next caller we have is 214-875. You're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? First of all, I want to give my shout-out to the Gulf Coast region because we're in the building tonight. But the musician that came on, the singer, he really inspired me to really come on here because it's not often, you know, that it's being positive things that's being talked about on here. And as far as everybody worrying about the balls, I think that's true. I think maybe we should focus more on gays trying to come together. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people that are suffering with the HIV and not letting everybody know, not letting their friends know because they're afraid of, you know, what people are going to say about them. You know, but at the end of the day, what you go through can help the next person, and I don't think that they really realize that. And at the end of the day, everybody's talking about I'm a legend and I'm this and I'm that and I'm iconic and, you know, frivolous because at the end of the day, when you go to your grave, that's not going to go with you. That's not gonna even go nowhere. You being legend because you are you. I mean, what is that?
Well, you know, let me say something to you. I'm a stern believer in leading by example. And anybody in the scene that knows me, they know my story. And if you know my story, you can look at me and say, wow, R.R. was in the scene, and he used to do drugs just like us. He used to do craft just like us. He used to do this. He used to do that. And now look at how he's turned his life around. He's not doing drugs anymore. He's got a business of his own, blase, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I try to lead by example. That's why every member state to state of the House of Chanel, they all know my story. And I make sure that I have a stern hand on the mothers and fathers to let them remind the kids in the house. What you do as an extracurricular activity with the ball, that's all it is. But you need to have a life outside of the ballroom. And if you're not going to school, you should be working on a career. And if you're working on a career, you should start in the mailroom and work your way to the top. I don't care if you're cleaning bathrooms in McDonald's. By the time you finish cleaning that bathroom, you'll be a manager. But you have to lead by example. That's why I'm on this phone every night when I should be laying my ass down to get ready to go into my office tomorrow. My office, like I said, to work with my staff that I have. But see, people in the world don't know that part about me because a lot of people don't take the time to get to ask me about my personal life. All they think of is that shady R.R. Chanel. So they only hear from other people that I'm shady, which I am. But at the same token, if you take your time to get to know me, you get to learn something if you really want to learn it. And that's the purpose of me being on this radio show. I want to give back to those who are willing to grasp what I have to give them. So if you want to learn something, I can teach you. If you want to know something, I can tell you. I'm not that far removed that I'm not willing to give back because God has given me a chance to live two lives in one lifetime, and it's my turn now to give it back. And I want to see these kids that I see out there on these e-pills and drinking in the clubs and knowing they should be taking their meds and, you know, just deteriorating. I want to be able to look at them and say, you know what, when you're ready, give me a call because I know you need some help. When I say that to the next child, what is your problem? So what can you do?
You can't help
I really respect that. You know, I really respect you saying all of that, you know, and it really makes me have a different, you know, view about the show because this is like my third time listening to the show, but majority of the times I'm listening to it, it's all about, oh, this girl being shady, she doing this. Oh, I'm going to book you. You're going to book me. And, I mean, that's really not what's up because at the end of the day, it don't get you nowhere. And to have you on the show, you know, that's a positive thing.
I think what you also need to do is, let me say this to you, what you might want to do is get the schedule of the show because each night is a different type of show and it's a different topic, you know, because when you come on the Monday night show, they're doing recaps from all the balls and things of that nature. When you come on Tuesdays, it's tins and chops and what the fuck. That's what Tuesdays is all about. When you go on Nicole's show, Nicole is talking to Pioneer Icon. She's talking to people in the community that are making a difference. Her show is more positive, more energetic, more outreach. You understand? So that's what you probably didn't know that. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
And the reason you're here, what you're hearing tonight, Yeah, but the reason you're hearing what you're hearing tonight is because tonight is Tins and Chops and What the Fuck. Tonight is supposed to be Shady.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, when you tune in tomorrow, it'll be a different show.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right. Well, I'll tune in tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
Make sure you do.
The next call is
281-900-LIVE-ON-THE-AIR.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Christian radio?
Excuse me?
Is this the Christian radio?
It's not a Christian radio, but if you need something Christian answered, I can definitely help you.
Okay, I was wondering because I thought I heard y'all talk about the Lord, and I had something got to run in my spirit. As I said, I had to ask. But that's all I needed to know.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to add on to what the caller earlier was saying about impressing the right people. I believe people should impress their parents, their grandparents, their kids, their cousins, you know, family members, friends, as a good influence instead of impressing the girls who, you know, like to do extracurricular things that are illegal. So, you know, you have to be a follower sometimes in order to lead.
Paula, I'm not trying to read, but are you high?
I'm high off of the Lord.
I know that's right. Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise Him.
Yes, right. Hallowed be thy name, my kingdom come, my will be done. I know that's right, caller. Okay, the next caller we have is 415-574. You're live on the air. 415-574, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing? Hi, RR.
Hi,
Lindy. Hi, Divine. Hi, Bridal Soul. I just wanted to call in because I keep hearing people blaming the ballroom scene about being negative. If you come into the ballroom scene negative, then that's what you're going to have, negativity. If you don't want to do anything without, like, doing anything with your life outside of the ballroom scene, that's your personal decision. I don't walk balls, but I don't walk every ball, but I walk a ball here and there once a year, twice a year. And then I know that I have a household that I need to take care of. I know I need to go to school so I can get my BA. I know I got to go to work. So if you decide as a person.
Oh, I don't know what happened. It's call drop. The next call is 347-734. You're live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 504-784, you're live on the air.
First, given under to God and all the ministers on the roster, I don't really know everybody. And everybody, you know, I hear it's a lot of legendaries and pulpit constituents and people that's pulling for the Lord in the ballroom scene. And I just want to encourage everybody to just keep trying to pull everybody close to the Lord in the ballroom.
So why you keep keying about it?
They hung up. Because the girls sit here and the girls want to be so positive, but then when you give the girls positive, well, I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. You know why I leave the positive up to Nicole? Okay? When I do a positive show, baby, the numbers in the chat room don't go past 30.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers on the phone lines don't go past 40 or 50, okay? When you give these bitches motherfucking negativity, baby, the numbers is skyrocket, okay?
Exactly.
All the pioneers and icons that came on this show and sat here and talked with Nicole, these kids don't listen to that. and these are pioneers, the older legends and icons and stuff be on the phone and they be listening and people from their house listen. The girls don't want to hear nothing positive. The girls ain't nothing but negativity, and that's what the girls are. The girls have nothing but that motherfucking devil running through their motherfucking body, and the bitches want to come and sit up here and protest. Talk about the show is so motherfucking negative when you ain't nothing but the motherfucking devil and the spawn of the motherfucking devil, bitches. Kiss my motherfucking ass with the bullshit. That is exactly what the fuck y'all want to motherfucking hear. Negativity. Okay?
Exactly.
I give y'all what y'all want. Y'all like exactly what y'all want. Okay? I can sit here and give y'all a whole positive motherfucking recap. And let me be 100% honest with y'all. You know why I tell y'all bitches that I'm the number one motherfucking radio in ballroom history and all those other girls came and they motherfucking gone? Because all those other motherfucking bitches that had motherfucking radio shows to come up here and compete with Tins and Chops with motherfucking Jasmine and Kelly wanted to give y'all motherfucking positive and they ain't have motherfucking numbers and they couldn't hold a candle to motherfucking Jasmine and Kelly. So that's why the fuck y'all still here, y'all still listening. And come next motherfucking month, we've been here 3 motherfucking years. Bitch, if we here for another 3 years, bitch, y'all gonna still be here and y'all gonna still motherfucking listen because y'all like what the fuck y'all hear.
Wow. And the church said,
all the bitches came around and they was around 6 and 7 months and maybe a year, Miss Thing, and look where the fuck they at. They numbers is not pumping no more because y'all didn't want to hear positive. But y'all still here, and Kelly's still been here 3 years, February 23rd, on our anniversary show, and we're still here. And we ain't going no place. The cast has changed dramatically, honey. Cast have came and cast has gone. But, bitch, we're still here. And y'all still listening. And y'all going to continue to listen because y'all ain't got no other choice but to listen because this is the hottest spot on a Monday and Tuesday night from 11 to 3 o'clock in the motherfucking morning.
Well, it must be if I'm still up, child.
Okay. That's
can
the real motherfucking
can
thing, honey.
Divine...
I'm going to give it to y'all like it what it is, honey. I ain't got no time to sit here and try to be nice and be positive with the girls, Miss Thing, and then nobody wants to listen to the show, Miss Thing.
Okay.
The show didn't end. People ended me up asking me the show to know. The show didn't end. Hold on, we got a
caller.
281-900-July1.
Yeah, and in response to that, I just want to say that majority of the people that don't want or choose to be positive, those are probably the people that are positive.
Oh.
Exactly.
Caller,
Yeah, majority of the people that choose not to be positive, but
that is people that's miserable and that want to bring everyone around them down with them.
Yeah.
So,
right,
and that multiplies by 10 or 100.
Yeah, I mean, in that regard, it doesn't mean that it's right, you know what I mean? Why not promote being positive? Why not promote a different way? Because you choose to perpetuate what's going on now?
I choose. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear all of that motherfucking shit. That doesn't bring in ratings. And that's not how it works. And that's what y'all girl, that's what everybody feels to realize, okay? If I was to take this show, right, and I was to take this show to a radio station the way how raunchy this show was, yeah, they're going to tweak all the cursing and all of that stuff. But they're going to take and use what's going to bring ratings. Ratings is what's going to keep you on the air.
That's
nothing
how
else is going to keep you on the air.
The ratings. You have to understand something. That just like the Jerry Springer show, the only reason Jerry stayed on so many years was because of the ratings. You know, people don't watch anything that's not going to draw them in. And with the radio show, because it's not a visual show, they have to be drawn in through verbal. So your verbal has to be so severe that they want to tune in.
They don't want to tune into the norm. They want to tune into the unnorm. Now, you got to remember, at this hour of the night, the only ones that are up are the people who are up on drugs, alcohol, or waiting for the date to get to the hotel. So they don't want to hear anything that's going to distract them and what they're trying to do.
I feel you, bro. And with that, that's it. That speaks to the mindset of our community, and that speaks to the things that we need to work together to change.
It's not going to change. It's a great idea, but
it's not. And I can definitely agree with all. It's not going to change. Let me tell you something, baby. I went to only doing the recaps on Monday and giving the girls positive with the legendary icon Cabbage Ebony on Tuesday, and then I had Nicole on Wednesday with a positive show. The girls don't want to hear that, okay? Let me tell you, they had a radio show called The Red Carpet. They had a radio show called The View. All those radio shows came about because Kelly's radio show was so negative, and Kelly, all she did was read the girls. Where are those girls at now? They're gone. Their shows have failed. Nobody listens to those shows like that.
And just like on YouTube, you know, what's the hottest show on YouTube? Dicky Gotti. Why?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that. You think Jerry Springer would have been around, because he was just on Wendy Williams today. You think Jerry Springer would have been around for 21 years if he was to change his format?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel where you're coming from, but I think it's a personal thing. When you really look inward and think about what your purpose is, what you want to do, with the mark you want to leave on the people that you come in contact with, you have to answer to that and come up, answer to that at the end of the day.
I'm not going to answer that at the end of the day, because what I do from 11:40 into 3 o'clock does not define me. I am not this person. This is a personality. This is an illusion. Just like when I come out to the balls, Kelly Couture is an illusion. When I leave that ball and I come back outside and I get in my cab, my name is Kelly Unique Knight. It's a whole totally different person. This person,
the way I act
on this radio show is not the way I will carry myself in society. I would never go any place. I would never go into my job and sit there and curse people out and act barbaric and do all the things that I do. It's a certain way you have to carry yourself. It's all about being a chameleon. It's all about adapting with the environments that you are around.
I feel that. But yeah, it's kind of misleading in not presenting the person that you are. You know what I mean? Because maybe I'll learn something from that person that would be beneficial to me.
Then on that aspect of the situation, I think that you shouldn't go to movies and watch movies, because those people are misleading you, because they are not they're not being the people that they actually are.
No, I feel you. That's just a job. I do feel you, but I don't know. There's different people in the community.
Let me ask you a question. What made you tune in to the radio show tonight?
It was posted, so I wanted to see what was going on.
And you've never looked at
it before. It's not all bad. It's not all bad. I'm not saying it's all bad. All I'm saying is, originally my first comment when I called in, it was about the negativity that just reigns over the community. And it just doesn't have to be that way.
You know, you have to think of this show just like when you go to church on Sunday morning. You have to take what you need, and whatever is not for you, you just leave it there.
Yeah, no, I feel you, and that's why they got people like me. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
There's
got to
be balance. And people like you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I feel where you're coming from is a real, genuine place. So...
That's why I try to be the voice of reason. So when all of this turmoil comes up, I try to throw some reasoning inside of it, because at the end of the day, Kelly is doing her part for ratings, but there still needs to be a message in there. And the message was in there tonight. We talked about safe sex. We talked about people not doing craft. We talked about kids being too young to be calling themselves mothers and fathers. But you have to learn, like reading, you have to learn to read in between the lines and find the message. And that's how it comes out. It may not come out in a literate kind of way, but it comes out. You understand?
You know what? And I understand that. I understand what sometimes you got to meet people where they are and bring them up to your level. So I feel all the every aspect of the conversation.
Right,
but
and you have to speak like in people's language that they understand in order for them to receive the message.
I feel that. Thank you all.
Thank you. The next caller we have is 678-993. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. I'm back. This is Tiffany Chanel. I'm calling to say that you have to have some type of leaders behind you, like when you have, like, your overall mothers or your mothers or your house. Because, like, half of the time, like, you might be in a house and you might have the mother figure, but, like, what kind of really relationship, you know, that you know that y'all are really close or you really feel like you could go and talk to them or not? That's all, like, I love Dee Dee. We have a personal relationship. You know, when I'm doing good, she say, okay, you doing good. When I'm messing up, she might be like, you know, bitch, slow me up. You know, you're doing too much. And I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that she's there for you for the good and she's there for you for the bad. So I think it's all about having the right people behind you. Because some people just want to see you look a fool. They'll tell you, go out there, girl, go on out there, girl, you could do that. And no, it's a damn shame. You walk in a category you ain't supposed to walk. You look a hot ass mess. And it's just pitiful.
That's called setup artist, honey. Girls
exactly.
Knowing, bitch.
And
you, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I see girls do it all the time to girls at balls, mistake. Go out there, mistake, go out there, and I'll be sitting at the back of the runway like, child, don't go out there, they're going to set you up, you're going to get chopped. And the girls be thinking I'll be lying to them, and then they go out there and get chopped. And then when they come over the runway, I say, I told you so.
Mm-hmm, girl. You knew they was going to chop you. Well, girl, I thought they was going to let you make it. I didn't know they was going to chop you.
Mm-hmm.
And I
want to
say one other thing. I want to ask Divine. Divine, you on the line?
I'm here. What's up, Tiff?
Girl, did you get you some ooey gooey cake when you was in New Orleans, girl?
No, you know what? They made me eat king cake. I like the king
girl,
cake.
Girl, you was a setup. You was a setup.
They were supposed to take me. They didn't take me. They took me everywhere to the Ninth Ward and then the and Desire and 17th. I was everywhere. But they didn't take me to get the ooey gooey. But I went to that seafood place. Oh my God, it was so good.
I know. But you should have got you some of that ooey gooey. I'm talking about it's everything. My big
oh,
ass ate three,
back,
four
though.
Slices at
back.
One time.
I'm going back.
Yeah, you're going to get some. You got to have some.
I am. I'm going back. I already put that on my list. I didn't get, I want ooey gooey cake, and I definitely want to hit up a po' boy. I didn't get a po' boy.
Oh, man. Oh, well. We'll get it next time. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Well, we about to get up out of here. I definitely have to get up early tomorrow. So, can you give your closing statement? Because we about to get up out of here.
Well, I just like to say to thy own self, be true. And remember, every day that you wake up is a gift from God, so you shouldn't take it for granted. And you should always remember tomorrow is not promised to you. So make the best of today because you never know what may happen tomorrow. And continue to take care of yourself because nobody's going to take care of you better than you. And that's my word of the day.
Okay, Divine.
Good night, everybody. I'm sitting here reading this thing on the screen. Don't forget about Vegas. I put the information out there on Facebook. Look up the packages. Can't wait to get out there and party. Take advantage of all the good things they got going on. Don't forget Monica's going to definitely be in the house. And I will see you. And VA, I will see you this weekend. That's the next stop on the tour.
London.
Good night, nighty.
Good night, London.
Good
I
night.
Just
want
to tell y'all, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all. I just want to let y'all know, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And everything that happens here on the show, it's all for fun. And we're just here to have fun and just to have a good time. Please, I don't want anybody to take anything that's being said on this show seriously or take it to heart because at the end of the day, I'm just here to definitely have fun with all the girls and make it fun. I could sit here on the phone and I can do the things that Nicole do and do not entertain the private callers and just hang up on them. I'm trying to make the show fun and make the show interesting and keep the girls laughing and keep the girls kicking. That's all it's about. It's about having fun. But I can also definitely turn around and definitely sit here and give you a positive message and definitely tell you girls that whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club that you go in tonight and you pick somebody up, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. Girls, please don't sit here and be a victim and be a statistic here in ballroom. Like I tell y'all all the time, I came out with 11 other queens. I'm the last of the Mohicans of all those 11 queens. They all have passed away, and they have all gone and left us. None of these girls made it to the age of 40, and they're gone. Girls, y'all need to look at the person next to y'all, look at the person beside them, and tell them, if you're scared and you need somebody to go with you, I will go there with you to the doctor to get tested, because I am your friend, and you don't have to worry about me saying anything. That's the problem with a lot of girls today. Nobody wants to go out, and nobody wants to get tested, because they're scared that somebody's going to say something to somebody, and they're going to be ridiculed in the ballroom scene. Stop worrying about being ridiculed in the ballroom scene, because these vaccines that they have for you girls nowadays can definitely save your life, and that's what it's all about. Saving your life and moving on with your life. Back in the days when this disease first came about, my mother, I was 16 years old, and my mother found out that she was HIV positive. Now we're here 18 years later, and she's still living. And that's when they was taking 20 and 26 pills at a time. Now they're down to one pill. You girls need to do what you have to do to save your life. Because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. I love y'all all, and I'll see y'all back here next week, Monday, on the Recap Show. Good night.
Good night.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Stop.